government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had a very powerful interview with the former head of Army Intelligence, General Stubblebine, and his wife, who's a medical doctor. They've been doing their own studying since the last time I had them on about a year and a half ago, and they've come to the conclusion there's a worldwide eugenics extermination program. And I had them on about the fact that George Clooney's making a movie about General Stubblebine, and then they weren't even aware of that and got off into all the other issues, and from their own separate research had discovered what we've discovered. And they were going over the fact that half of the people in the country at current rates will either get cancer that almost kills them or does kill them by the age of 20. In fact, most parents will be outliving their children now as the massive black op is put into high gear. And that dovetailed with them being spot on about New York and other states simultaneously. We've now discovered it's a bunch of states trying to pass mandatory vaccine laws. Other states, Supreme Court of Minnesota just ruled, no Fourth Amendment. Police, anytime they want, will take blood at checkpoints from the citizens. And this is a way to get you ready for forced inoculations. They admit the police cadres have been training since 2002 for forced inoculation, mass roundups, 26,000 preachers trained, giving sermons weekly, telling their flocks to hand their guns in, go to camps, take inoculations, that it's some type of holy sacrament. We told you this, of course, a year and a half before it was declassified and made public. Again, we're very credible, ladies and gentlemen. We know the enemy attack pattern. We're warning you. The compartmentalized police and military don't know what they're part of. Most of the social workers don't. The FBI doesn't. General Stubblebine ran all of Army intelligence, two-star general. And he didn't know about this till he retired in the 1990s. Former commander of Army Special Forces before that. Combat veteran, multiple wars, and he'll tell you what's really going on when we come back in the next segment. Here's some of the news. Oil prices. George Soros warns that speculators could trigger stock market crash. He's talking about himself. The great oil swindle. How much did the Fed really know? Mike Whitney does an article for Online Journal, and some of the increase, about 30%, according to the experts we've interviewed in the numbers, is from speculation. 70%, roughly, of oil price increase in the aggregate in the last 5 years is dollar devaluation. So that's, in a way, that's a red herring, a canard, a scapegoat, a diversion, a distraction, while Congress grandstands. Parents could face court for letting children try alcohol. In Texas, and at least last time I checked the law, you are allowed to give your child a beer. In Europe, they've always served their children watered-down beer and wine. In Italy, they do, and you actually have less alcoholism in places where they have that. They don't care now, though, if anybody thinks they've seen your child or your child accidentally grabs a beer off a table and drinks it. Your children are gone, and the government will put more than two-thirds of them on brain-rotting psychotropics, hundreds of times worse than alcohol, because they are the criminal group to carry out the murder of our children. As publicly put into official U.S. government policy, 1973, PDDs, and, of course, State Department Memorandum 200. World leaders toned down menu over fears of hypocrisy. Part of all of the fake greenhouse footprint emissions where they say they don't fly and they don't eat a lot, and Barack Obama says the government's going to control how much you can eat. They're getting you ready for all of this while not letting you know it's GMO. And so they're going to, it says the Times of London says they're going to eat less at the events to train you that you're not going to be getting food now. All engineered, all controlled. All these stunts, as we told you, they're closing down most of the SUV factories in the country. And see, it's all going to change now. And they openly say your journey towards enslavement will be completed. Senate votes to begin global warming debate. That means, and they'll never tell you what it is, it's a tax. Regulators in your home on a monthly basis. A reign of terror and control. UN chief issued stark food warnings, says get ready for millions to starve to death. Bono wants United States of Africa. We already have one. What are you talking about? It's just ultra-massive news and information. I'll be here for 1 hour, 5 minutes. Then Mike Rivero, Richard Cook, Jim Tucker, Jason Burmes sitting in as I get ready to leave.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got medical doctor Rima Labo on the line with us. And, of course, Major General Stubblebine as well. They don't do a lot of radio interviews. They don't really like the mainstream media. They have their own very well-known health website with a lot of powerful and well-documented information. And, of course, General Stubblebine ran different sectors of the Army, ran Special Forces. After that, he was the head of all Army intelligence, two-star general. And, of course, his wife of many years, a medical doctor, Labo, is just an amazing lady, and I had them on yesterday, and I guess it got lost in translation because they're down there setting up a research facility down in Panama that I wanted them on about. George Clooney is making a big movie about him, and this was just announced, well, about a week ago, so I wasn't surprised they hadn't heard about it, but then they wanted to move on past that, and I understand why, because so what about Hollywood? What really matters is that they have done research on the globalist eugenics operations, their plan to exterminate 80 to 90% of us. They're carrying this out through soft kill operations. They're carrying this out all over the world. This is happening. So we have Major General Albert Stubblebine III, commanding general of the United States Army Intelligence and Security Command. And, of course, before that, he was the head of many different sectors of the Army. And he's also in documentary One Nation Under Siege, where he states that a Boeing 757 airplane could not have crashed in the Pentagon on September 11th and left that 16-foot hole. But that's another issue that we may raise with him some today. But mainly I've got him in the next 50 minutes with us to continue part two, because in an hour we only have about 40 minutes, 45 minutes of airtime to finish up what they were talking about. I want to go first to Dr. Rima Labo, MD, because right at the end she was trying to give out, and I've seen these statistics myself, the government admits these, current cancer statistics versus what they were when she graduated from medical school in 1970 versus what they were in the 40s. I have those numbers. In the 40s, of course, it was 1 in 33 would die of cancer. People only lived supposedly, you know, three more years now, so those it's not living longer that's doing that. People actually live less long now, because before we had more infant mortality, so they would average that in, but people actually, if you live past the age of 10, on average, you did live longer. So they also cook those numbers. If you look at it, we're not living as long, and cancer has gone from 1 in 33 to 1 in 3. Now they're talking about 1 in 2. This is not just toxins in the environment. This is the GMO, the rest of it. But I want her, as a medical doctor, to go over this first and then bring in General Stubblebine from his intelligence background, his military background, kind of reverse engineering what sectors are running this massive black operation against us, which even though he was the head of intelligence, he didn't know about because it was so compartmentalized on need to know. So we'll get him to explain to us compartmentalization and how that works. Dr. Labo, thank you for coming on with us.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Alex.
Get into you. I mean, you've got the floor. Give us the numbers. Give us the facts. Why, from the medical research, why we know this is all skyrocketing, how it's engineered.
First of all, let's understand that cancer is a disease that the establishment does not want to cure. It is the most profitable disease that humankind has ever encountered. Millions of dollars per patient go into the alleged treatment of cancer. There are lots of cures. As a physician using only natural methods, no drugs, people would come to me in extremis. People would come to me who had been told that they had, and I love this phrase, failed conventional treatment. It wasn't that the treatment failed them. It was that they had failed conventional treatment, and they would be told that there was nothing left to do for them, so they were going to die. They'd come to me, as they come to many physicians who practice natural medicine, long after their immune systems had been assaulted terminally, according to the medical establishment, by chemotherapy, which kills people, and radiation, which kills people. And the combination, of course, kills them even faster, but it's so profitable. And they would then be willing to put themselves into the hands of a physician who was going to use natural treatment. And most of the time, these people actually wound up not dying from cancer. They wound up radiantly healthy because what we did was feed and restore the immune system, whose primary jobs include getting rid of cancers in the body. So when you suppress the immune system with free radicals, and irradiated food gives you just an astounding number of those, and with pesticides, like the pesticides that Codex Alimentarius has brought back, despite the fact that the world has banned them in the Stockholm Convention in 2001, and other toxics, and the fact that many of the pesticides have no upper limits, according to Codex. And when you include hormones and subclinical antibiotics and give the animals vaccines that people eat and use genetically modified organisms, which are beyond deadly both for the environment and for people, put all this together and you have a global immune vulnerability. Then, naturally, cancer is going to develop. You add to this, of course, electromagnetic pollution and the other environmental degradations, and shazam, you've got rising cancer rates. Now, the statistics are horrifying. As I said yesterday when we were talking together, when I was in medical school, and I graduated in 1970 from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, if a child had any kind of cancer, other than a malignancy of the kidney called Wilms' tumor. All of the medical students and all of the interns and residents were brought to gawk at the child. Didn't help the kid very much, but it was supposed to be part of our medical
education.
This was
like seeing a unicorn. This was incredibly rare.
Wow, look at that. Here's a kid with cancer. Wow, that doesn't happen very often. Of course, now what we're looking at, according to the World Health Organization and the Environmental Working Group, is that for children born after the year 2000, in the year 2000 and after, their parents are statistically likely to outlive them. That's a first in human history. Their parents are statistically likely.
I want to stop you, doctor, medical doctor. I want to stop you right there. And I've seen all these same numbers. I want listeners to understand. She's telling you the absolute truth. Go look it up for yourself. CDC, government admits this, but they don't popularize these numbers. They keep it under a hat. This is evidence of a massive, complete die-off and attack on our population. And then you go read the government documents. They say back in the 30s they were going to carry this out. So we're going to talk about the evidence of what's happened and then the evidence of why they're doing it and how it's engineered by design. And doctor, what you believe is the greatest contributing factor to that. Continue with the numbers.
So thank you, Alex. I want to point out that vaccines, and right now New York State is cooking up a new law that will allow the committee, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices of the CDC, to set the mandatory vaccine schedule for every, I underline the word, every child in New York without any exemptions.
That's right. I've read the bill, and even people writing articles for my website, great folks, don't understand. People are saying in the comment section, oh, I just won't put them in government schools. The bill says everybody. The bill says everybody that they're going to send police coming for your children with the cancer-laden injections.
As they did in Maryland, as where there are exemptions, and as you have pointed out rightly, Glenn Ivey, the state's attorney who perpetrated this atrocity on 2,300 children with compulsory vaccination, including 1,100 who were already fully vaccinated, but whose records the school admitted it had lost, Glenn Ivey, as you have said and as we have written, refuses to vaccinate his kids, but it's good enough for poor, undereducated parents to be bullied into. So 2,300 kids were exposed to compulsory vaccination in a courthouse with the judge laughing and saying it was kind of cute. The kids were crying. It was like going to Sunday school. We're talking about institutionalized craziness here.
It is. It's mass psychopathic evil where compartmentalized minions pull the levers of doom only because they're ordered to keep their petty power as they destroy their own future.
I did a little research, and I'll get back to the cancer statistics. I just want to point out that vaccines carry viruses that are known to cause cancer. I'll say that again. Vaccines carry viruses that are known by the companies that make them and the U.S. government and the World Health Organization to cause cancer. And, oh, by the way, hepatitis B vaccine spread HIV in the homosexual community that received it first.
Now, that was all declassified. Now, doctor, give them that number again, that people born after 2000 aren't going to live as long as their parents.
Exactly. And so we're talking about, for kids born in the year 2000 and after, one child in two, by the time they reach their 18th birthday, one child in two will either have died of cancer or have been treated for cancer and recovered. So one half of the people born in the year 2000 and after are expected to either be victims or survivors of cancer.
Now, doctor, I've seen those mainline numbers. I don't have them in front of me. Of the half that are going to die or be sick, what percentage is death? What percentage will just be surviving it?
Well, it depends on whether you're lucky enough to avoid chemotherapy and radiation and find your way to somebody who treats you naturally, or whether you're unfortunate enough to be.
But are we talking about 25% of the people right now who were born after 2000 are going to be dead? I mean, is it half of that number?
Well, I would assume that it's more than half because there's a dirty little secret in cancer statistics.
Well, stay there. I want to hear about it.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
It's the ultimate form of dominance.
You can run on for a long time.
When the Romans had trouble beating an enemy like Hannibal at Carthage, they just kill everybody. Normally haul off the young women and children, but kill everybody else, burn everything down, and then bring in expensive sea salt, back then money, and dump tons of it into the growing areas. And that's what's happening. The globalists say, over 100 years ago, they told their scientists, they said, we want to secure our power forever. We know other empires get overthrown. We believe in science. How can you totally ensure that these elite families will own and run everything? And they said, the answer is dumb everybody down and then kill the majority of them and then engineer a subspecies to serve you. You may have heard of that in the Eloy and the Morlocks, H.G. Wells. He actually wrote nonfiction books about how they were really going to do that to us. And then all these other top eugenicists wrote about it, the transhumanist. And by the founders, I'm not saying all transhumanists believe this, but the founders did. And they're in control. They're carrying out huge black ops right now. And a lot of cops are listening and laughing. I'm so sad for your child when they die. For God's sakes, just look into who killed your child now before they die. Because, doctor, please continue the statistics. If right around half or more are going to get cancer or die of cancer by 18, government's own numbers, who were born after 2000, how many people listening right now whose children, according to the current statistics and what we're projecting, how many of them are going to have dead children during the prime of their lives?
Well, that's exactly right. That's the question that has to be asked. We're talking about programs. We're talking about mythical benefits that are ascribed to vaccination, for instance. I did some calculations yesterday, and by the time a person reaches 70, under the current advisory committee on immunization practices, CDC schedule, a person who is lucky enough to reach 70, if fully immunized, would have received 197 doses of deadly vaccines. Now, what kind of craziness is that? Of course, it's wildly profitable, and more of these horrors, which cause cancer and other diseases.
Well, here's an example. I know old folks that a doctor that exercise, they had healthy parents before them, but they get a couple flu shots, and they're basically gone. And I've seen the government's own admission that three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. Go ahead.
Precisely. So we're talking about now a government schedule, a government-enforced schedule, and it's now law in New Jersey and will become law shortly in New York unless we win this battle. And if you don't plan on winning this battle and you have children, I advise you to move out of the United States. It's that simple. So we're talking about two flu shots in the first year of life, according to the government schedule. These flu shots, 96% of the flu shots on the market contain mercury. Let's be clear about that. They are mercury-containing, formaldehyde-containing, aluminum hydroxide-containing, aspartame-containing, monosodium glutamate-containing.
And again, doctor, they will lie. They will lie and tell you it's out of there. Go ahead.
Exactly. But what they mean is that they got it out of 4% of the vaccine doses. So these vaccines, twice in the first year, and once a year thereafter for the rest of your life. But three vaccines of three flu shots increase by twofold your chances of getting Alzheimer's. My mother just died of Alzheimer's. And although she was aware of the importance of nutrition and health, she has submitted herself to flu shots.
Good
she
God.
Did everything the conventional doctors told her to because it was covered by Medicare and by Medicare. So we're talking about institutionalized propaganda lies, which is no news to your audience.
But I want to be clear. It's mainstream, back of the paper admitted. You take three flu shots, double your chance. And I've seen other statistics. If you take over 10, it's over. You're going to get it. It is eating your brain.
That's exactly right. Now, on one of your recent pages on your website, you have the University of Calgary film showing how mercury literally eats the neurons of the brain.
For those who don't know, it is an electron microscope showing that of all the heavy metals, it causes electrochemical chain reactions. Other heavy metals just plaque up and only kill what they touch. But like the movie Aliens, mercury just keeps eating through the brain cells. Doctor?
Let's talk about cancer statistics for a moment. We all know the rubric, early detection means cure, for instance, for breast cancer. And everybody has to understand that the October Pink Ribbon Breast Cancer Month is a marketing ploy for mammograms and for deadly drugs like tamoxifen.
Stay there, doctor. Medical doctor, Rima Labo, and we've got General Stubblebine, Major General, her husband, about to comment on all this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of raised eyebrows and shrugging shoulders? Hi, I'm Director William Lewis. Have you ever tried to convince your neighbor or loved one that serious problems exist within our own government? If you said yes, then you know how hard it is to effectively get your message across. Now, the American people have a new tool in their arsenal. Let me introduce you to my latest documentary. Washington, You're Fired was designed to be an educational tool for alerting Americans to current and pending legislation that affects the daily lives of everyone in this country. It's a cry for justice and for change, with a very simple blueprint for correcting our mistakes, taking back our government, and restoring our Constitution. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. It's time to rally the troops and refresh the Tree of Liberty. Please join us today. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This isn't a joke, ladies and gentlemen. There are thousands of studies by governments admitting that cell phone use for just a few years more than doubles your chance of just one type of brain tumor, the type that Kennedy now has on the exact side of the head he used the phone on. The frequency pollution, the GMO, according to my research, is the worst. Then the vaccines. Now they want to engineer it into fruits and vegetables, quote, to force the Africans that are ignorant, in their words, and refuse to take vaccines, believing it's killing them. They used to love the white medicine men that came in, the doctors. Now they run in fear. They have to pay off the local military and police to force it. There's all these reports out of Thailand documented where they come and inject the pregnant women with tetanus, though you're not even, and it kills the babies every time. I mean, we're under mass murder attack everywhere. And we're talking to Dr. Rima Labo. She was on with us yesterday, General Stubblebine's wife. She's a medical doctor. General Stubblebine, Major General, is going to pop in just a moment with his analysis from the former head of Army Intelligence about compartmentalization and how they're keeping this project secret from nurses and doctors and others and what he thinks we should do. Also, they're going to plug their website. I'm just really impressed with their analysis. It's dead on with the same info I've got, but she's a medical doctor. He's the former head of intelligence. Bottom line, you're just covering the vaccines alone that we know. Every major vaccine has all these different cancer viruses, known viruses that cause cancer. It's just a reign of terror. And, I mean, everybody I know has got teenagers dying, college kids dying, babies dying of cancer. And Dr. Labo, again, half the people out there who were born after 2000, government's own numbers, are going to die or almost die from cancer by the age of 18. This is a holocaust. And see, it's not just happening in Africa where 40-plus million have died from engineered chemical and bioweapons put into their biosphere. They're doing it to us here, and it's all about how to compartmentalize it, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's not just cancer. When we think of Alzheimer's, we think of older people. Well, we're seeing teenagers with Alzheimer's from the toxins in their food, from the aluminum that they're drinking in their cans.
Exactly.
Soda.
Now they're saying 25, 30-year-olds are getting, quote, early onset. We're all going to have it now. It's normal. You were talking about breast cancer.
I was talking about breast cancer, and I was saying that it used to be that survival from breast cancer was defined as 5 years without recurrence. That's not exactly survival. And it used to be that prevention meant actually avoiding cancer. Well, now prevention has been morphed into early detection, which means getting a mammogram, which means exposing yourself to a sixfold increase in your risk of getting breast cancer. Remember, breast cancer and other cancers are highly profitable. So we're talking about propaganda to get women to expose themselves to a cancer-causing procedure called mammography so that then they can take tamoxifen and other cancer-causing drugs at huge expense, such as $1,000 a month per woman for her entire life.
Now,
that's the plan.
Now, Doctor, I saw a number last year from the CDC that there had been a sevenfold increase in lung cancer, and even though people have stopped smoking as much, and they said, no, it's women that don't smoke. And then I found all these classes of viruses they've, quote, found that have contaminated. But contaminated means it's an accident. And some, of course, some viruses attack women more than men, some men more than women. Why are we having a sevenfold increase in early onset of lung cancer in women?
Well, most people breathe, Alex. And when they are exposed to chemtrail pollutants, such as fiberglass coated with aluminum, beryllium, viruses, mycoplasma, desiccated blood cells, red blood cells, aluminum, and so on, and these things get into their lungs, or they're unlucky enough to live in the San Francisco Bay Area of California, where nanoparticle urea nitrate plastics are sprayed into the air.
God almighty.
And that, by the way, we believe is a bellwether for what's going to happen to the rest of the country. In California, it's said to control the mythical light brown apple moth, which is not a pest and hasn't even been definitely shown to infest the area, and it doesn't do any harm anyway. We're talking about spraying things that are bound to cause lung cancer, asthma, heart disease, et cetera,
exactly, and it's also a payoff to the chemical companies while they do it. They claim there was some moth here in Austin. One night I got home at 2 a.m., and this Cessna flies right over my house and is spraying the neighborhood at 300 feet. And I went and Googled it, and sure enough, it said, oh, overnight for the next month, they'll be spraying all of Austin. And then I went and looked up the chemical they admitted they were spraying, and it's totally deadly. But expanding on that, and I want to go to General Stubblebine here, Dr. Labo, but getting into the mindset, the black ops that are doing this huge eugenics program, which they admit they're carrying out, but the details are secret, and that they're funding, these monsters doing this, killing, I guess they think they're saving the earth by killing us.
Hello.
Yes, General, I wanted to get your take, since she just handed the phone to you, and you're down in Panama right now. You know, as the former head of Army Intelligence, as the former head of Special Operations, as the former head of Special Forces, I mean, understanding compartmentalization, knowing this is a war they're carrying out against us, A, how do you think they're compartmentalizing it? What sectors do you think are carrying this out? And then B, how do we counter this military globalist attack on us?
Well, let me go back to the compartmentalization. When I was in the service, each one of the classified programs had a literally a fence around it. And each one of these fences, you couldn't get in unless you were authorized. Okay? So there was a secret set that you were not allowed in unless you had a need to know. Okay. Now take a look at the world that we're living in now, the civilian world. You can't put a secret fence around these things. So these things are hidden in plain sight. And if you go to our website, www.healthfreedomusa.org, you'll see on there a recent paper that we've done called Connecting the Deadly Dots. Okay? These things are hidden in plain sight. And you got to go to the website and take a look at that. I understand you got it up on your website, too, but you need to look at the deadly dots. For instance, let me just give you a couple of examples. You've got GMOs. The GMOs are untested. They're unsafe. They're unfriendly to nature. Okay? Where do they lead? It's absolutely forbidden. It's against the law in the United States to label a GMO. Why? Why don't they label a GMO? Because they don't want you to know what the hell is in that thing. Okay? What you do know is they've never been tested, they've never been proven to be safe, and yet they're unlabeled and in your food. Then take a look at the drugs. The drugs are, first thing that the drugs do is poison the enzyme system. So you take a drug, and what you're doing to, with that drug is you're poisoning your own enzyme system. So why would you take a something that's going to poison you? Well, that's what they advertise. They're good for you. No, they're not. They're poisoning your enzyme systems. And besides all of which, you don't need to do it. All you got to do is make sure that your immune system is in good shape. Vitamin C does that. I got cancer. I had prostate cancer. I didn't take any drugs. I didn't take any chemotherapy. Okay? Zero. Okay? And as a matter of fact, my wife, Rima, provided the cure for me, which was largely vitamin C and minerals and vitamins that my body needed to get my immune system back in order. That's the way it should be done, not chemotherapy. Okay? Now, go to vaccines. We've already talked about the vaccines. What we haven't talked about is the Gulf War syndrome. You know, all of the soldiers going into the Gulf War had to have a shot. They had to have their shots. And then they came back and they had Gulf War syndrome. And everybody in the government said, no, 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 it's all in your mind. No, 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 it's you, it's not us. Well, it turns out that the thing that was causing it was squalene that was in the vaccines that they got. What does squalene do? It turns on your immune system. The problem is it never turns off, so it wears out. And finally, your immune system collapses and you're dead, or you're deeply sick.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was the anthrax shots and all the rest of it. They admitted later, quote, were contaminated with hundreds of bacteria, viruses, funguses from that plant up at Bioport in Michigan.
That's right. But when did they finally admit it? Long, long after. And after, what, 700,000 of them? We're infected.
Well, doctor,
and let me point out that every modern vaccine contains squalene. Every one.
And they tell you it's no big deal and, you know, good for you, some of the studies show different. But I would say, and I'm not a medical doctor, just the studies, that compared to some of the viruses and things, it's tame. But expanding on this, general, from a military perspective, running Army intelligence, running special forces, running research, all the posts you've had, you know, major general, this enemy profile, this enemy attack profile, because you know intelligence, you know, real operations are secret, but their manifestation on the ground is not, and you're right, this is all in plain view.
It's absolutely hidden in plain view.
So analyzing that, sir, how many people do you think really know what they're doing? How big is this attack profile? If they're going to be killing half the people born after 2000 or close to it, I mean, this is going to get more and more obvious, like it is in Africa. I mean, talking about who these people are, talking about how we expose them, how we educate the public. I mean, you understand. I mean, let's talk about the enemy, who they are.
Well, let me answer that. Let me continue with the thought process about the connecting the dots, because you got GMOs, you got poisonous food, you've got
radiating the food, bathing the meats in viruses.
You got the drugs that we've just talked about. You've got Codex, which allows they've allowed the worst pesticides back into the system. They were banned by the entire world, and now they've allowed them back into the system at with no upper limits on the amount of pesticides that they can put in. They keep they're still struggling over the GMOs. They right now they're permitted, but Europe is fighting it, Africa is fighting it. And but then you've got the chemtrails. We've talked about those. You've got the cancer, which we've talked about. We've talked about the spraying. You've talked about the vaccines. You put all of these together, where do they point? They point to depopulation. And, oh, by the way, we haven't even talked about war, the war that we couldn't wait to get into. You know, war should be the last choice, not the first choice. And what are we doing? We're killing people right and left with the war. Is that depopulation? You better believe.
Well, State Department Memorandum 200 says engineered famines, engineered wars. Conservatively, we've got more than 2 million dead Iraqis in the last 18 years of total siege. We've got the troops coming back sick by the hundreds of thousands, dying. I mean, this is mass carnage.
You got it. And you got to go to the www.healthfreedomusa.org and take a look at how we've connected these dots. I want to remind people that I think it's on your site too. Sign up for the Health Freedom Alerts. Take the action steps, because let me tell you, Alex, the key to all of this, the key to survival is called truth.
Now, I agree with you, and we need
truth.
We need to eat, you know, truly organic food. We need to stay away from this. We need to get out of major cities where they're concentrating a lot of their spraying, but and they're poisoning the major water supplies. Filter the water. That's number one. But listen, sir, I really want your analysis on this enemy, because obviously exposing them is the key. Waking up the cops and military, the enforcers of this who are compartmentalized, I mean, this is affecting them. We're all in this together. And I think it's clear to explain to people in government that 99.8% of government isn't aware of this eugenics operation. We've brought a lot of globalists on, and I'll talk to them during the break, and they'll get really mad when they hear me talk about Endgame, and they're like, oh, my God, you know about this? So they're really getting scared that we've cracked their attack profile. Africa knows. They got all these Nobel Prize winners coming out saying what you're saying. I mean, I see a real clash happening, General, as the real intelligentsia, who isn't part of this mass murder eugenics op, realizes what's happening.
Well, in 2002 and 2003, we had in our medical practice a head of state, and this individual claimed that she knew about a lot of this, and all of us were called useless eaters.
She told
and
us.
As useless eaters, you didn't belong on this planet.
She told us that was how she had been raised. And that the time was coming when those of us who were useless eaters, that's 90% of the world's population, would be eliminated because, according to her, we were using up the non-renewable resources that belonged to the master group.
By the way, that is a Adolf Hitler comment, useless eaters. He got it from Lord Milner that ran the big British Royal Roundtable groups that is our CFR. But Ted Turner said that at a press dinner in 96. And
the phrase actually goes back to 1922, when two German professors proposed killing useless eaters, people who had lives not worth living, who did not contribute to the state or were in any way defective.
Now, I want to explain to the cops. I want to explain to everybody. They're killing you now. When you're dying, at least tell your family we were right. I know you won't listen now, but when the enemy kills you, and as you're trying to suck breaths, okay? And as you're getting ready to death rattle, at least tell them fight the New World Order, at least for other people. General, a lot of them aren't going to listen, are they?
No. As a matter of fact, it took me a while to wake up. But suddenly the cover was taken off the eyes, and you began to take a look, and you began to analyze, and you began to get draw in more information. And the more and more information that you draw in, you suddenly create the picture, which is exactly why we did the connecting the deadly dots.
Yes, and we've
again,
got that up on InfoWars.com.
www.healthfreedomusa.org. Sign up for the alert.
General.
And
Final
sure
segment.
That you take action.
And you guys are going at the end of the month to Italy to the Codex Alimentarius. You're going to be reporting for us live from there. We really appreciate you. Listen to me, everyone listening. There's no more time to deny. They're coming with forced injections. They admit it caused all the autism. They're murderers. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
This story comes from a history book, Boss Cowman, and helps one understand why once upon a time in America, adultery was an infrequent act. It was in Nevada, 1880, where a ranch couple were living happily ever after until one of the ranch hands incurred a broken leg and was in need of tending to, a job the young wife took to while her husband tended to the open-range cattle. One day, the husband returned from the range, I now quote from the book, quote, "When he got back, he found two notes on the kitchen table, one from his wife, who wrote she found no complaint against him, but she found she loved another more truly. The other from the cowboy saying he had $100 in wages coming, he was taking the team and buckboard in settlement and leaving. Well, the husband saddled a fresh horse, took off, caught up. Then he did something. Killed. No, he did not kill the adulterers, he killed something else. And it's what he did with that something else and what society didn't do afterwards, that's the rest of another untold story. Told at AnotherUntoldStory.com, posted there but a brief time, but if you take time to go there, you'll understand why once upon a time there was little adultery in America.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com, 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Imagine the worst control freak in your life. A greedy, hateful person who hates beauty and youth.
Some folks are born.
Plato is the progenitor of all of this. He said kill the majority of the population. Create a suboid servant class. But now the elite, openly in Wired magazine, Bill Joy, says he went to elite meetings, owner of Sun Microsystems, and they just said they're going to kill everybody. And he said he didn't like that because they got robots. They don't need us anymore. I know a lot of you won't listen. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for you. But I know a lot of you will, and I don't want them to murder your children. They're murdering you. General Stubblebine, we're almost out of time. I want to have you guys on routinely. I want to continue to follow the great info and the document information you have at your Health Freedom USA website. We've got links to that up on Infowars.com right now. We did post your Connecting the Dots, but I'm going to repost that on Infowars and Prison Planet, top of the page right now for folks. I mean, you're right. It is the magnitude of this giant project, but I've discovered it's declassified, that their eugenics projects are bigger than more than a dozen Manhattan projects together. I mean, they admit they've done this. They just won't say what they've done, and now we can find out pieces here and pieces there, that their whole world government's about killing us. And I just commend you for waking up. I mean, over time, I know you've gotten more and more serious about this, and a lot of other people have too, and a bunch of Nobel Prize winners and others are speaking out saying the same thing you're saying. I mean, I guess that's the good news, Dr. Labo, and of course, General Stubblebine, is that at least some people are listening now as everyone's dying around us. I mean, at least somebody's waking up.
You know, one of the things that we do, the Natural Solutions Foundation, which runs the healthfreedomusa.org website, one of the things that we do is find solutions. So we found the solution to Codex that any country can use to avoid WTO sanctions and save its people from the degraded food supply. And then we took the show on the road, and we visit heads of state and ministers of health in the poorest countries and the developing countries of the world, and we say, hey, Codex is going to kill you for the benefit of the multinationals and the elite. And they say, we know. What can we do about it? So we tell them. We tell them that they need to follow the Codex two-step program, and people can buy the book that we give to ministers of health and heads of states and Codex delegates. It's called the Codex e-book. It's on our site, www.healthfreedomusa.org.
Okay. In closing,
Sure.
In closing here, you guys are going to Codex. Just tell us.
Well, we are. If people send us money, we need their donations.
Absolutely. Well, I certainly hope that happens. I know you've gone to a lot of these events, and we appreciate everything that both of you are doing. Do you think World Order is getting concerned that people are now facing the true horror and admitting what's happening?
Concerned? They meet us with guns when we attend their meetings. Us, the two of us.
Oh, tell folks what happened.
We arrived at the Codex meeting in Rome last year, 2 years ago, and we signed up, and suddenly two armed guards were standing behind us, and they escorted. They wouldn't let. There were plenty of seats in the main auditorium, and we were public observers and authorized to sit in the public part, and they escorted us up to the fourth floor balcony. And
stayed, unair-conditioned Rome,
and
July.
And they stayed there and made sure, even if we went to the bathroom, there was a guard that accompanied us. And they would not allow us to meet with the delegates. However, the Nigerian delegate wondered what was wrong. We told them. They said, fine. They set up a picnic across the street in the open area, and we met with the delegates over across the street.
I'll tell you what, 70-second break. Hold on, 70-second break. This is too important. Stay there. We're going to come right back. I want you to finish that story, General, and you as well, Doctor. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
More than 130 years ago, the elite of England and Germany were sold on eugenics and social Darwinism. It was a perfect excuse to carry out tyranny, wars, death, destruction. After all, they were doing it to the earth. They're now inculcating us that we're the enemy. Richard N. Haass, head of CFR, says the state will wage war against the enemy, which is humanity, through the new system they're setting up. Meanwhile, they poison, destroy the environment, and in the name of the environment are going to reduce our resources. It's totally diabolical. General Stubblebine, Major General, retired, former head of Army, all Army intelligence, former head of Special Forces before that, former head of a bunch of different secret development programs. In closing, finishing up with what happened in Codex Alimentarius and, of course, with your wife, medical doctor Rima Lebo, you were at Codex a few years ago in Italy. You're trying to go back this year. They tried to shut you down. All this happened because they know what they're doing, bringing in this global tyranny, legalizing our murder with all of these systems and chemicals and poisons. Finish up with that in about 1 minute. That's all we got left on that. And then more about this head of state you treated in 2002, 2003, admitting, yeah, we plan to get rid of the majority of people and soon. It's so hellish. What did you say to her?
Finish the Codex story.
The Nigerian delegate organized this picnic, and we sat across the road from the main building with the auditorium and did meet with the delegates. So what happens is, as long as you're telling the truth and you have actions and ways of solving problems, people will come to you and people will take the action that you suggest. But
they got tens of millions dying in Nigeria from the bio attack. I mean, they're listening.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to point out, tens of millions, indeed. We don't need tens of millions. Codex is a winnable battle. If we have the resources to make the visits to these countries and provide them with the technical support that they're asking for, we can turn Codex into the most powerful pro-health organization that's ever existed on the face of the earth.
Take it over. Absolutely. I'm going to have you back on about that. More about this head of state.
Okay. What happened was that this lady, and no, it was not the Queen of England. Everybody always asks that, but I can't tell you who it was because although the government of the United States doesn't believe that we have the right to medical privacy, I still believe that.
What about, was it Merkel? Go ahead.
I can't tell you who it was because that would violate her rights.
Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
So she came to us with a serious medical problem, which she no longer has, and she mused. She was a nice, chatty sort of lady, and she mused about the fact that she had been raised. First of all, she had been raised in what we would call satanic programming systems. And second of all, she had been raised to believe that 90% of the world's population is indeed useless eaters who are consuming the non-renewable resources of the rulers of the world, that is her class, and that 90% of us were therefore appropriately slated for extinction. But she was a sort of nice lady, and she said, you know, I'm not so sure that that's really right, that that's really the way it should be. So she actually had doubts. I found that quite extraordinary. She was actually entertaining the idea that maybe genocide wasn't nice.
Well, I want to tell her and others in closing that in this enemy, we know this with the Soviets, the Nazis, others, they're going to kill each other, too. This instinct to murder and kill for total psycho dominance doesn't stop, does it, General?
The General is not on the phone because we only have one handset between us.
I understand. I know you're in Panama.
But I also want to say that my worst nightmare, the one that has kept me up at night, is suppose these people are so crazy that they believe they can despoil the earth totally and then put it back together with technology. So when I heard the name of the empty mountain in Svalbergen now holding the seeds, the natural seeds that are being place there, and it's called the Doomsday Vault.
This is too powerful. If you can stay 3 minutes, five more minutes on the other side. It's too powerful. I got to hear this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking about a power-mad group who are doing what crazies have done forever. I mean, Nero crucifying 10,000 people in one day, setting fire to the city, later committing suicide because he hated himself so much. Well, you've got psychopathic control freaks in control, and they're going to hurt people bad. You know, they always make James Bond movies about real things that have happened or things that were planned. You know, Ian Fleming, of course, was one of the heads of British intelligence. And then that Moonraker, where the elitist trillionaire wants to release a bioweapon to kill everybody on Earth, and they're going to come back from their space station with the super race. They don't come up with this out of nothing. This is in government documents, but they plan to go into underground bases. And in closing, with Major General Stubblebine, former head of all Army intelligence. I mean, this is high level, folks. And his wife, one of the top medical doctors out there treating heads of state, talking about this. Her big worry is that they'll release something that totally wreaks havoc, like the Andromeda strain, which we know they've cooked up things like that, and then come out with their vaults. And we know the Rockefellers and others have paid for these seed vaults that they've got all over the world. Doctor, in closing, go ahead.
And they call this the Doomsday Vault. The Doomsday Vault. Think about what that means. It means that they're going to create doomsday for us, and then they'll come back with what they think can solve the world's problems that they've created. General Stubblebine wanted to make a statement, and I think it's worth hearing.
Alex, this thing that we're in is a war, but it's also a winnable war. Our foundation is Natural Solutions Foundation. We find solutions, natural solutions. But our weapons, the real weapons, are truth and dissemination. We need to get the word out to everybody. Your friends need to know. Your friends' friends need to know. You need to disseminate. But we also need resources. So go to the website, www.healthfreedomusa.org. Sign up for the alerts and also donate.
Absolutely.
Please donate so we can carry on this war that we're in and win it. And, oh, by the way, Alex, I don't lose.
Well, we really appreciate you, General Stubblebine, and, of course, Dr. Labo. We'll be talking to you very, very soon. And when are you getting back to the States from Panama?
Don't know. We're setting up a demonstration project down here, a Beyond Organic Sustainable Farm, a community that lives on a zero emissions piece of land. This is information that we can disseminate to reclaim the food production
system. Are you calling it a lifeboat community?
Pardon me?
Is this like a lifeboat community?
Is this like a what, Alex?
A lifeboat community.
It is a lifeboat community, a seed community, an ark community, because we're heading into dark times, and the more of these communities there are, the better we will be able to emerge from these deep, dark times.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Thank you, General Stubblebine. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks, Alex.
Bye-bye. Amazing. I know I've had Mike Rivera holding for 5 minutes. I got Jason Berman's about to come in, because I've got to get packed and ready to get out of here and go to Virginia. To cover Bilderberg, so much is happening. Folks, I wish everything they were telling you wasn't true. It is true. Everything they're telling you is true. We're under attack. I mean, 1 in 3 is getting cancer now, about to be 1 in 2. I mean, this is insane. There's kids all around me dying from it. I am mad, and they're doing this by design. Mike Rivera is going to be on about a bunch of issues with Jason Berman for the rest of this hour, then a bunch of other big guests. Sponsors make this show possible. The Money Bomb was great. I want to commend all of you for that. And see, we then are a platform to support folks like Stubblebine and Dr. Labo. I just hope you'll support our sponsors. And Burmese is taking over with Mike Rivera right now after I plug these sponsors. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is non-GMO food, healthy, good, clean, freeze-dried or dehydrated. It's both types. Stores in very small areas because every can's jam-packed and full. Really great stuff. You need to give them a call. With all the craziness that's going on in our world, this stuff lasts more than 10 years in climate controlled, 10 years in non-climate controlled. 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or innerfood.com. Call them today. Get a free brochure. Get a 2-month or year supply of food. With these psychopathic killers running things, it'll carry out 9/11 style attacks and think they're God. I mean, there's nothing they won't do. Another fine sponsor, you know, are the folks at New Vitality, very well-respected natural, you know, remedy and healing company. They don't have any magic claims. It's just high-quality stuff that's really known to be good for your body, like Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse, really known for flushing your guts out, where the toxins from the meat and the food and the GMO and all that stuff builds up. 1-800-569-4056. Or newvitality.com, big fat banner up on Infowars.com, 1-800-569-4056. Hundreds of documented, well-designed products that are natural. 1-800-569-4056. They got super beta prostate. I'm just plugging the stuff I know is well-documented. 1-800-569-4056. Give them a call or go to their website, newvitality.com. And in closing, the best green food out there that we know of is Enterfood. Tried a lot of other ones, give me stomach aches, don't like them, or they have stuff in them that get you, you know, high, caffeines and things, ephedrine, things I don't like. None of that in there. This is just 20 superfoods, like dulse kelp, you know, things like that that are really known to have all these trace minerals and elements and cofactors and enzymes. And go to Infowars.com. When you click on their banner, you get 10% off because you go to that subpage. It's just a duplicate of their whole website. You get 10% off on all their products. You order in bulk going to that subpage, 20% on top of the 10%, that 30%. And it's already very affordable. 1-866-762-9238. Call that number. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, get a discount. 866-762-9238. Innerfood.com. Again, the banner's on Infowars.com. Just amazing stuff. 866-762-9238. I am going to be going to Virginia. I'm getting ready to go to Virginia. I'll be reporting from there. Just remember, Coast to Coast AM just called. Remind me to call them right now. There's too much going on. It's just a war, folks. We know there's a war. Do you know there's a war? I love you, cops. I love you, black folks, Mexicans, white people. I don't care. I want to defeat the New World Order. I'm under attack. I don't want these bastards spraying my kids, poisoning my water. I don't want them putting the stuff in my food. They're doing it. Mike Rivero's a great guy. WhatReallyHappened.com. Everybody loves having him on. We need to have him on 2 hours, but we only got 45 minutes with him now because I've run into his time. And I'm going to shut down now and bring Jason Burmis up. Jason, you are in the catbird seat. You'll want to move over to this mic, you know, in the next segment. But I'm out here. I got to go get packed, ready to get out. I haven't even got packed yet to split. And just big reports coming up tomorrow. Big reports coming up tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And so we don't get foil. We switch our flights and things around. I'm not even saying when I'm leaving. I'm sure we'll be followed out of here when we go. It's not fun doing this, but I'm doing this for everybody. And, again, here's Jason Burmis. You take it over and go to Mike Rivero, Jason Burmis.
All right. Thank you, Alex. I'm pretty excited to be taking over for, well, you know, they're over at Bilderberg. It's an exciting time. Alex should be getting some great footage. He's going to be doing reports. I also want to remind people the money bomb is going until Friday. I'd really like to hit that goal of $250,000. With that being said, let's talk to Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. I'm actually going to be using a lot of Mike's research in my upcoming film, Fabled Enemies, in my Israeli section on 9/11. I feel like there's been a lot of 9/11 documentaries out there, but there hasn't been one that really shows the roles of each of the countries and agencies involved, and that's what I'm trying to do with this new one. Michael, are you with us?
I'm definitely with you. Aloha. Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I'm pleased to have you on, Mike. So what's new at WhatReallyHappened.com right now?
Well, a lot of interesting stuff going on. Obviously, we're following the primaries today. We're seeing the seesaw report back and forth about Hillary will concede tonight. No, she won't. Yes, she will. No, she won't. Yes, she will. We're continuing to see rumors, and I stress at this point that's all they are, that there is some kind of a bombshell coming regarding Michelle Obama, which will fuel Hillary to take the fight for the nomination right into the convention and attempt to continue to persuade the Democrats that she and she alone can defeat McCain and that Obama as the nominee is a guarantee of a GOP White House next year. Obviously, this is one of the hardest-fought nomination campaigns we've seen in a great many years. I think we're seeing the beginning of a concerted effort among the Democratic leadership to basically bring this thing to a close before it damages the Democratic Party as a whole. I do know that we're continuing to get word that at least 25 more superdelegates will commit to Obama in the next couple of days. And so I think the Democratic leadership as a whole basically wants this to come to an end because a floor fight at the convention is really going to do more harm than good and will definitely ease the way for McCain to be the next president.
Well, maybe it's just me, but I don't see the Clintons giving up anytime soon. I mean, Hillary has drawn this out as far as she possibly can, and a lot of people said to me, you know, 3-4 months ago, she was about to drop out, she had no chance, Obama was definitely going to be the nominee, but here we are all the way in June, and she still has not conceded. We know the Bilderberg Conference is coming up this week. I have a sneaking suspicion that, of course, the Democratic presidential candidate is going to be discussed, but I really feel like they're also going to be choosing a VP candidate. And I've always said that if we don't get this Hillary-Obama ticket or Obama-Hillary ticket, Edwards will be the second guy. What do you think? Who do you think they're going to nominate for vice president?
Well, I think that, and first of all, I agree. The Clintons are not ones to give up. They're not even ones to play by the rules, and I don't think we've seen the last of Hillary anytime soon now. I don't think Obama will have Hillary as a vice presidential consideration simply because of all the time she's joked about somebody shooting him. And it's obviously an obsession with her. And we all remember how George Bush Sr. almost got an early promotion to the center seat courtesy of their family friends, the Hinckleys. So I think Obama would be very, very stupid to have Hillary as his vice presidential running mate. And as far as who he's going to tap, I agree Edwards is a likely possibility. Again, that may get decided on the convention floor. Hillary may go in there and try and force her way into the number two slot. You know, we'll see. again, it isn't over till the fat lady sings. And, you know, this is defying a lot of predictions by a lot of people. So I think the best that we can say is that we don't really know until it's really all over.
Well, I agree with you there. And I can see, you know, Clinton becoming the vice presidential nomination, not because Obama wants her, but because the powers that be do, just like George H.W. Bush for Reagan. We're going to be back after this. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over?
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm sitting in for Alex as he goes off to the Bilderberg conference. We're going to be having spot checks throughout the rest of the week. It should be very exciting times. Right now, I'm speaking with Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. He also has a show here on the GCN networks. I believe it's on the weekends in the morning. And we're discussing who's going to be the president, who's going to get the VP nomination. And I just mentioned that I still think Hillary's got a shot at the VP nomination, not so much because Obama would want her to have a shot at it, but because the powers that be often decide without the other person's consent. Reagan was very opposed to have George H.W. Bush as his running mate, really got coaxed in the matter, and then was shot on the same day of a presidential succession drill not long after that. So these people are unscrupulous and will do just about anything, so I don't put anything past them, especially the Clintons and MENA, Arkansas, and all that good stuff, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we do have a long history of political assassination in this country. Unfortunately, we are beginning to see the general public become aware that this is a reality. Evidence surfaced, of course, recently that Robert Kennedy was, in fact, the victim of an assassination conspiracy. There was more than one shooter there. Most people now know that the Warren Commission was lying about John F. Kennedy. Questions still remain about John F. Kennedy Jr. and how he conveniently crashed just in time to clear that Senate seat of any obstruction that Hillary is now sitting in. So there's a very dark part of our history, and this is one of the reasons why a lot of people were very concerned over Hillary's comments about a potential assassination of Obama being the reason for her to stay in the race. And if she'd said it just once, we'd put it up to bad taste. But, you know, there was three different incidents where she made this comment, and so a lot of people think this is obviously something that is very much on her mind. And, you know, even now, between now and the convention, if something unfortunate were to happen to Barack Obama, she would obviously be the second, you know, the second pick to walk into the nomination and say, here I am, guys, and I'm still breathing. So, again, I hate to be that cynical about it, but, again, as you say, going back to the era, to the Arkansas history, the Arkansasides, Vincent Foster, which is, of course, where my own personal interaction with the Clintons began. You know, there is nothing that is really too extreme to consider that might happen.
Absolutely. And the thing is that with Obama and Hillary, we really have two firsts in this country. We're either going to have the first woman president or the first black man be president. And if Obama were to get to the nomination and say an assassination did happen, it would be very easy for them to frame up a racist or a racist group. And it would be very believable in this country if this were to occur somewhere in the South. And I think the American public would buy into it, and that's the real unfortunate thing, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there'd have to be a patsy, but, you know, with the war machine pointing the way it is, I see them trying to find some way that they would try and pin it on Iran or some other such situation. It's a bit of a reach, but, you know, these people, they get so arrogant because they've gotten away with it for so long. And in a way, that is almost their downfall, because they're continuing to play these games by the rules that used to work in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and they don't understand that the public has really changed because of alternative media, because of Alex Jones, because of the blogosphere. We're more aware of it, and some of us are scratching our heads and saying they're using the same lies on Iran that they used on Iraq. Don't they understand we see through that now? And I think the answer is no, they don't. They really think it's still working.
Well, I think that they have a big wake-up call when Scott McClellan, the former White House press secretary, writes a book that is very scathing of the administration. I mean, it's softball compared to what you and I discuss or Alex Jones discusses. But he openly says, you know, they wanted this war with Iraq. They fabricated evidence. I lied for them on many occasions. And what does he get for it, for coming out and, you know, telling a little bit of the truth? He gets scathed on Bill O'Reilly. You know, Bill O'Reilly gives the line, all these people had the same intelligence. And me and you, Mike, we know that, you know, Hillary Clinton is playing on the same side as George Bush. But, you know, O'Reilly sits there and screams, you know, at his false left-right paradigm to his audience on Fox News. and people buy into it. On the website's whatreallyhappened.com. It's the Alex Jones Show, and we'll be back right after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and Alex is on his way to Bilderberg with the crew. It should be an exciting time. We're going to have reports for the rest of the week. I am Jason Burmis, and right now we're talking to Michael Rivero. Michael, I just discussed a little bit McClellan coming out with his new book, doing a couple interviews, being ridiculed by the mainstream right, if you will. What's your take on the McClellan situation?
Well, as you were mentioning before, McClellan has not told us anything we did not already know, with the possible exception that it was Bush and Cheney who leaked Valerie Plame's name. But for those of us who've been paying attention all along, McClellan's book was a vindication and a validation that we had been correct all along. We were lied into this war in Iraq. As for the treatment that he is being given, I'm sure he fully expected it. It's certainly driving up sales of his book right now. But, I mean, look at the treatment that former President Jimmy Carter was given for his book, Peace, Not Apartheid, for his recent admission that Israel does have at least 150 nuclear warheads. This is a former president of the United States, and yet the U.S. media just excoriated him on behalf of Israel. And it is rather shameless that the mainstream media just feels that anybody who challenges the orthodox account of Israel's helplessness or in any way challenges their public image, they're just going to get pounded on. Now, as far as McClellan is concerned, he has undermined not only the justification for the war in Iraq, but he has pulled the legs out of the rush toward war in Iran. And the mainstream media and the government are trying to find some way that they can salvage this, because the general public reaction to McClellan's book is, aha, we knew it all along. This is not really a shock. People are saying, yes, we thought they were lying. Now the former White House press spokesman says they're lying. We have not had this much of an insider blow the whistle since John Dean did it on Richard Nixon. And so trying to come up with a reason to invade Iran right now is going to be very, very difficult, absent a new false flag attack.
Well, I have to agree with you there. And you bringing up Israel really wants me to get into my next point about 9/11. And Israel's role in 9/11, because I have a huge section in my new film coming up, Fabled Enemies, in what Israel's role in 9/11 was. And I actually found some new information. I obviously went to whatreallyhappened.com. I checked out a lot of your stuff. I actually have that Bob Graham thing from PBS in 2002, where he admits that foreign governments were involved in 9/11, not only in the funding, but other aspects as well. Of course, the famous Fox piece where they did a four-part investigation, and they uncovered that there was this huge Israeli spy ring prior to 9/11 where people had been detained and then detained after 9/11, and it got into Amdocs and Comverse, which were these two Israeli-based companies that basically all of our telecommunications went through. And they had penetrated every single intelligence agency from the Secret Service to the FBI to the NSA and even secret government offices, which I found stunning. Now, I was wondering if you were familiar with an article called Digital Moles Inside the White House that was printed by WorldNet Daily on, I believe, September 20th, right after the attacks, but it was from Debka Files. Now, Debka is an Israeli-based website that deals mostly in intelligence. And in this article, it said that on the morning of 9/11, the quote-unquote people running the attack had infiltrated all the secret code words of not only the Secret Service, the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, but the FAA, Naval Intelligence, Army Intelligence, all these separate things. And there were all these other attacks that were supposedly going to happen that they were phoning in. Now, the spin they give it at the end is that Osama bin Laden couldn't have done this, but that U.S. officials were going to look towards Iraqi intelligence as if Iraq could penetrate all those different agencies. And it really just struck me that in this article, they named the same organizations that were named in that Fox News report.
Well, first of all, my comment is, if you're really going into this aspect of 9/11, why are you not coming out here to Hawaii to do an interview on the beach?
I have an uncle out in Hawaii.
With the bikini girls all around there.
I have an uncle in Hawaii. I've been meaning to get out there. I've really wanted to get out there badly. I've been telling him I'm coming. I actually might come after I'm done with this film, but you would be a good person to have an interview on this. Although Israel is going to be a big part of it, I'm also going to cover, Pakistan's role, Saudi Arabia's role, and really show how this is an international intelligence op and how each patsy has its own little role to play. For instance, the hijackers get set up, but they're being followed by these Israeli moles. They're being funded by Pakistani intelligence. The same guy who's in Pakistani intelligence, General Mahmoud Ahmed, who's helping fund these guys, is also part of a Turkish and Israeli spy ring that's trading nuclear secrets, according to Sibel Edmonds. And that information has been far from public. It was reported on the Times Online, and that's about it. And they were working with household names within the United States government. I believe she named Mark Grossman, and only the Brad blog would actually name him. But she said, all these other guys. She's also mentioned Hassert in her in her movie Kill the Messenger. So I'm really going to try to name names and point out these connections, Michael.
Okay, well, I was just trying to find some way that you could have a Hawaii vacation and charge it off as a business expense. But getting back to what you were saying about the phone systems, the compromise of our government phone systems goes back at least as far as the Clinton administration. When the Clintons came in, they completely overhauled the White House telephone system. It was known there were private, untraceable lines that were being put in there so that the White House personnel could have phone calls that were not being recorded or tracked, or records were being kept of it. So there was, and it was an Israeli company that was involved with that. We also know that Israel was making tapes of Bill Clinton's phone sex sessions with Monica Lewinsky and using them to blackmail him into calling off the hunt for Israel's top agent inside the government, codenamed Mega. That's alluded to in Kenneth Starr's Whitewater report as well. We also know that Israel has a very long history of false flag attacks, of carrying out terrorist actions in order to blame on a third party. Now, psychologists call this "let's you and him fight" when this is played by individuals. We've all seen them, you know, people who just seem to love to trick other people into getting into fights. It's kind of a sense of empowerment when they really aren't able to take care of their own issues. But on the national level, history has shown that Israel will go out, stage an attack, plant evidence to frame other people. One time it really blew up in their faces was back in the 1950s with what's called the Levon Affair, where Israeli agents inside Egypt were bombing British and American targets and planting evidence to frame the Egyptians. The goal was to destroy diplomatic relations between the United States and Egypt and Great Britain and Egypt, to further isolate them and to basically guarantee that U.S. and British interests were more allied with Israel than anybody else. We have seen it repeated. The bombing of the King David Hotel was carried out by Israeli agents dressed as Arabs. We know from Victor Ostrovsky, an ex-Mossad agent, that Israel planted a fake a radio transmitter to broadcast fake radio messages in Tripoli to trick Reagan into bombing Libya. There are many people, including myself, who believe that the attack on the USS Cole, like the attack on the USS Liberty, was done by Israel with the goal of framing another country for it, to trick the U.S. into an attack on that country. And, of course, bringing us up to 9/11, you know, obviously, if Israel did, in fact, at least help in carrying this out, their goal was to get the U.S. to go kill Israel's enemies. And if you look through the media and the history of, you go back through the archives of all the major newspapers for 2001, 2002, 2003, it was always Israel says we need to attack Iraq. Israel says go in, Iraq is a danger, Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Because Senator McCain and Bill O'Reilly are wrong on a key point. It was not every intelligence agency in the world thought Saddam had nuclear weapons. That's absolutely wrong. Russia said they didn't. Germany said they didn't. France said they didn't. We even have Condi Rice and Colin Powell on videotape in 2001 saying Saddam had been disarmed.
And wouldn't it be a threat for almost 15 years. Absolutely. I've seen those videos. And yeah, they were in a threat at that point, and they had to make them a threat. And I think that's why there's that spin in the article. I was wondering if you've heard, you know, Jonathan Elinoff over at truthalliance.net does some really interesting work, and he brought this to my attention. Had you heard of the flatbed truck that was painted up like New York City on the morning of 9/11 with the Twin Towers being hit by a plane? And these guys were pulled over. They were Middle Easterners. It turned out that they had rented the van. It looked like it went back to Urban Moving Systems. And on this same audio clip, which you can find over at Truth Alliance, I'm going to try to play some of this stuff in the next segment. There's some curses, so I have to be careful. But one of those Urban Moving System vans also explodes. And the guys get out of the van, it blows up, and then they're detained. And I had never heard of any of these trucks actually blowing up, and I'd never heard of the flatbed truck that was painted up like New York City, but it actually makes Norm Mineta's 2006 report. There's an actual paragraph about it. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I've not heard about any of the trucks actually exploding. I had heard that some of the urban moving trucks had tested positive for explosives with the CSI teams. I'd also, of course, we've all heard about the dancing Israelis who were arrested for videotaping the attacks on the World Trade Towers. And the part that is really very critical is that videotape remains classified to this very day. And what a lot of people, what my sources are telling me is the first impact is on that videotape, which absolutely proves they knew in advance what was going to happen. But, again, that's part of the evidence that is classified by the U.S. government, Pearl Carl Cameron's news report.
Yeah. From all the research I've done, they were taping that first attack prior to it happening, and they went on that television program, the three of them that were detained doing that, saying it was their job to record the event. You know, a lot of these guys failed polygraph tests, and it's something that needs to be looked at. I mean, if we're really going to take the next step in 9/11 truth, it's time to start naming names and organizations and what roles they played if we really want to bring these people to justice. Because, you know, it's almost 7 years on now, Mike, and our entire foreign and domestic policy has still been based on the lie that has been perpetrated about 9/11 from both the mainstream media and our government and governments around the world, really. So, you know, I'm trying to put this stuff out there. I thought it was just explosive that someone would have a flatbed truck with the actual attacks on it on the morning of 9/11, and that's not common knowledge.
Well, again, that one I hadn't heard. The one about the exploding truck I hadn't heard. I mean, there were a lot of stories floating around. But for me, the bottom line about 9/11 is George Bush sitting in that classroom and the Secret Service not moving him out, even though they know the second plane has hit the tower. That tells me they all knew what the targets were, and that's why they knew Bush was safe.
Well, Secret Service should have pulled him out if they didn't know he was safe. I'm going to play those clips right now, and I'm going to try to cut the cursing out, so bear with me. This is going to talk about the painted truck first and then the exploding truck second, and then the painted truck will come up again. These are the actual police tapes, folks, from that morning.
Operator. Bobby, negative. Give an update
plane. Spencer, I got a message on that plane. It's a big truck with a mural painted of an airplane diving into New York City and exploding. Know what's in the truck. The truck is in between 6th and 7th on King Street.
All right, 10-4, I'll send the issue in the bomb squad. They're full with King.
The bomb?
So there they are talking about a mural painted on a big truck of the attacks happening and that a van had exploded and that they were after the suspects. You know, this stuff doesn't make the 9/11 Commission report. It doesn't make the congressional investigation with 27 redacted pages. All these Israelis were let go, I believe, in December of 2002, was it, Mike?
Some of them were let go earlier than that. A lot of them, got out after just 30, 60 days. We know the owner of Urban Moving Systems basically abandoned his home and his business and fled to Israel like 2 days later.
Yeah, that is absolutely true, and there's no doubt that that was an intelligence front. I don't know if you've seen the documentary Protocols of Zion, but they really try to, poo-poo all of the Israeli information and, of course, make it about the Jews and anti-Semitism. But when they go and interview the people, such as the woman who called the police on the guys who were surveilling, she was very adamant that they did not look, upset. They didn't look shocked. They were there. They looked like they were celebrating and happy. They talked to one of the police officers that had pulled over the initial van. And, you know, he talked about the incident where they said that they were our friends and that they were here to help. And he didn't trust them. So this information is out there. I think it needs to be looked into. They definitely had an operational role in 9/11. And with all the war games going on that morning and all the confusion, I'm sure you've heard a lot of the Jersey tapes where people were calling in. One person called in and said that they thought they saw Arabs in a van mixing explosives, which I think is really suspect. These vans aren't very easy to see into. How could you make out that they were actually Arabs? And then how could you make out that they were mixing explosives?
Well, remember the night before 9/11, there was a group of individuals who were going into all these bars in New York and making a lot of noise. They were trying to attract attention and talking about tomorrow the Arabs will rise, and you know, and they were just making all these declaratory statements. One of them made a point of leaving his phony ID with the bartender to make sure the bartender would have it the next morning. Obviously, they were planting all this information. They were going out of their way to lay a false trail to the patsies. I think a lot of people were making phone calls during 9/11 to the police in order to plant information saying there are Arabs here, there are Arabs there. And it was all very heavy-handed, and a lot of people fell for it because the mainstream media was going along with that. But, yes, a lot of this stuff is very obviously planted information. Because, as you say, how can you actually see inside the vans? How can you see that they're mixing explosives? Frankly, if I were going to carry out that kind of a terror attack, I would have everything kind of ready to go ahead of time. I wouldn't be mixing it up right in the middle of everything. Plus, of course, that all these claims about bombs at the tunnels and stuff turned out not to exist in the first place.
Yeah, it's very suspicious, and it seems to me that they had actual ops and then false ops to lead like rabbit trails and that sort of thing. So,
well, you know, one of the things, I actually knew something was up before 9/11 actually happened, and I wrote about this. I was still on good terms with Free Republic at the time, but all throughout August of 2001, I had been noticing all these news stories about Osama bin Laden, and it was obvious because he hadn't actually done anything to be newsworthy. These were just stories to say, oh, yes, Osama's out there, and he's a bad guy, and he hates us. And there were so many of them, and I said, you know, this feels like a PR run-up. We're being pre-sold that this guy is the evil villain of the galaxy, and something's going to happen that's going to involve him. And I wrote this over at Free Republic, and, of course, they poo-pooed me and said, how silly can you be? And then, of course, as soon as 9/11 happens, you've got the talking heads on the TV saying, oh, yes, this must be the work of Osama bin Laden. And I'm sitting there in my living room going, bingo, there it is.
Well, final segment coming up with Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes coming at you for the rest of the week. Stay with us.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
That's right, folks. Don't give up the fight. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmess. I'm going to be here for the rest of the week as Alex gallivants off to Bilderberg. It's going to be an exciting time. It's over in Chantilly, Virginia this year. And the last time I was actually in Chantilly, Virginia was in 2002. I believe it was the first Bilderberg meeting after 9/11. It's where they decided to invade Iraq in 2003. And made a lot of other decisions there. We're going to get into that later on with Jim Tucker. We have Richard C. Cook about the economy on next. And right now we're talking to Michael Rivera. Michael, why don't you give us a six-month forecast? What do you think's coming up? I know we discussed Obama and Hillary earlier. Let's really predict what's going to happen in the next 6 months in this country.
Well, boy, that's a tall order there. Obviously, the economy is going to continue to deteriorate, and I think, in fact, the deterioration is going to accelerate. I was originally thinking we might see the bottoming of the real estate market early next year. Now I'm not so sure. I think it may be more toward the end of next year before we start to see a recovery from that. The part that is most alarming about the next 6 months, because this is an election year, our candidates, presidential, congressional, local, are doing little more than paying lip service to the realities of the economy. And certainly they're uniting in their condemnation of Scott McClellan's book because the war has become an election loser for all the incumbent candidates. And so as we saw with McCain, they're trying to justify their own actions in promoting and supporting and selling the war. I think most Americans are not going to buy it. And I think when we get into November elections, we're going to see a real anti-incumbency feeling. We're going to see a real turning on everybody who supported the war. I think also because of the obviousness and heavy-handedness with which AIPAC is fanning the flames of war and supporting those candidates who favor war, I think that we're probably going to see a strongly anti-AIPAC sentiment in the ballot boxes this November. Countering that, of course, I think we're going to see the vote fraud problem continue to escalate. We're not going to see the mainstream media cover it because they're part of the problem. We're going to continue to see the federal government try and reassert and reinforce the use of electronic voting machines, even though more and more local governments are getting rid of them because of all the problems that they're having with them. So it is definitely a time of turmoil and chaos. But if there's one thing I'd like to remind everybody to be thinking about in the next 6 months, Scott McClellan's book absolutely proved that we were lied to about the reasons to go to war in Iraq. And now the important question that every American needs to be asking themselves is, what else have we been lied to about? And the answer may very well be everything. And so the burden of proof is now on the government and the mainstream media and the schools to prove every claim they make. We don't have to prove they're lying anymore. Okay? The crisis of credibility is on them. When they say Iran is a threat, prove it. When they say that we have to give Israel money because they're helpless, they got to prove it. Everything we've ever been taught and told is now subject to suspicion and reexamination.
I'm with you there, Mike, and I think it was subject to that in the months after 9/11 when a lot of this information started to come out. that they were in fact lying to us about the attacks. It's been a long road to try to get the mainstream to listen to this stuff. It's whatreallyhappened.com. And on the other side, folks, I'm going to play a little bit of an interview that was done by George Butler with McClellan's mother. And Alex asked some questions about 5 minutes on the other side, and we're going to have Richard Cook. Thanks again, Michael, for having coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
All right, later on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back, and this is going to be the interview with Alex Jones on the George Butler.
A question for Carol Strayhorn?
Well, I do. I just want to say that my view of Mrs. Strayhorn and her son, Scott McClellan, has gone from, you know, decent to just super high seeing this happen. And I just wanted to call in and ask her three quick questions and get off. And then I'm just going to ask the questions and, you know, then get off, or I can wait and hear the answer. A, did they try to suppress the book? How did they keep it under wraps from the White House trying to pressure him, or was there any pressure? B, what do you think of them trying to deny this when all the CIA documents and all the admissions admit that her son is telling the truth? And then the final question is, could this be what starts something like Watergate? Because a lot of top lawyers and prosecutors are saying, we've got a million dead Iraqis. This is so criminal, there needs to be charges or impeachment against George W. Bush and his neocon crony. So she's a sharp lady. I know that's three complex questions.
Yes, and first of all, Alex, let me say thank you so much. When you say, doesn't matter what people think about me, but it does matter to me what people think about my son. And thank you for your warm comments. And let me say that I wish Scott we'll have to get Scott on with you sometime, George. He can really answer.
Sure,
Scott
we'll do
can
that.
Really answer these questions. Let me say, I do not know of anyone trying to suppress it. I do know that the book was given to the White House early because whether, and I don't know anything about the process. I really don't, but I know that the Secret Service got a copy early. Now, whether Scott had to do that or wanted to do that or didn't care if they saw it early, but he gave it to them early, and I don't know that that's required or whether he did it. I mean, he certainly didn't have it. And so, you know, to see if there's anything of great, you know, I guess something that would involve some sort of security something. But so I know they had the book early. I don't know how early, but I don't know whether it's weeks. Well, I don't know how early. But
the other question, Carol, was something about there were statements made by some representatives or something that they wanted to call some kind of special hearings.
Oh yeah, and I was going to go on to the other question.
Okay.
I know that when they said you're asking, did they about denying it? I can't remember exactly, but I know you asked something about denying it. You know, I just know what I'm hearing Scott say. I mean, I was not there, Scott was, but I mean, it's like on the Scooter Libby Carl Rove thing. Scott asked them directly if they had, and I'm paraphrasing. You'll have to look at his exact words in the book, but did they know anything about it? He asked each of them that directly,
yeah,
and the answer was that they did not. And then I heard Rove again today, or at least a statement from him on some show, saying that You know, that wasn't the question that Scott had asked. He'd asked if he leaked Valerie Flame. That's not correct. I'm just quoting my son.
We've got to take
the one who can answer that. And so, and then, as I said, 2 years later, he finds out he has been lied to. And at that time, I know that was when the White House counsel told him
Carol,
he could not.
We've got to come right back. We'll take a quick break.
Okay.
Welcome back, Carol Strayhorn.
Thank you. And I think I left one question unanswered for Alex.
Okay.
And I'm answering these as best I can. Obviously,
sure.
If you had Scott, he could answer them. I was not there. I do not know what happened, but Scott does know what happened. And on the third question, I really cannot speak to that from my knowledge, other than knowing that I know that the Judiciary Committee is talking publicly about having Scott, inviting Scott to come visit with them. You know, the very name of the book, George and Charlotte, is so Scott. I mean, that is Scott. What happened? It's what happened inside the Bush White House and Washington's culture deception. Scott is he's a very calm, he's a very thoughtful, he's a very deep-thinking person. People misinterpret that quiet demeanor. I think once it was New York Times wrote an article about me and the boys, and they talked about how they were calm, how their mother was a bit more bombastic, and I think I certainly am. But the very last chapter in his book talks about changing the culture of deception, and that's what's so important. He talks about what happened in the book, and he says this is his perspective, but the truth is he knows it, and as he believes it, this is what happened.
Alex Mauston, do you have a question?
And there you have it. That's Alex Jones on the George Butler Show. That's on GCN and WPP.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis subbing in, and you just listened to Scott McClellan's mother, the former White House press secretary, on George Butler's GCN WTPRN radio program. Alex is doing his best to try to get her on the show and talk to her for a full hour. It's really interesting times when the former press secretary comes out with such a scathing book telling us what we already knew. That Bush and Cheney are essentially liars, not only on the Iraq war and Scooter Libby, but many other issues. That being said, we have another guest on the line right now. We have Richard C. Cook, who has written Challenger Revealed, and he's also an economic forecaster, and that's what we're going to be discussing with him today, is what is going to happen with the economy? What's happening now? Where is it going? What should we do to take steps to make sure that we're going to be okay, that we're going to be safe in this very tumultuous time. Richard, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, Jason. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good.
So let's just get right into it. I mean, gas is over the top right now. People are paying a lot of taxes. The economy is not that great. What do you see happening now and, say, in the next 3 months?
Well, I think that we need to understand that it's not a question of when is a recession going to come or if a recession is going to come. The producing economy, and that's the economy where people like you and me go to work and make things and perform services for a living rather than try to live off of investments, that economy has been in a recession for well over a year. If you look at the Federal Reserve figures for M1, which is the cash and money and checking accounts that people have to spend every day, that's been in a decline for about a year and a half now. We are in a recession, and the recession is getting worse every day because of the drop in the value of the dollar, which is reflected in the skyrocketing costs for fuel and now for food. This is going to continue because no one is doing anything to stop it. It's something that has been a long time coming. The whole problem was made worse by the conversion of large amounts of crops to ethanol. And we're also seeing the effects of these huge amounts of speculative credit in the futures markets and in the commodities markets that are driving up costs and keeping those costs high. What they are trying to do right now is to keep the economy afloat until the presidential election takes place in November. They don't want to rock the boat. They pretty much designated who the candidates are going to be. It's going to be McCain and it's going to be Obama. And so we've got to keep things on an even keel, they're thinking, until November so nobody steps in with any kind of radical proposals. Then I believe they're going to allow the economy to more or less collapse into a long-term recession and even a depression.
So we're talking 1929-style levels in a technological society that's far surpassed that. I was shocked to learn, I'm from New York, and my brother called me a week and a half ago and said that they were putting limitations on the amount of bags of rice he could buy over at Sam's Club and BJ's Wholesale Club, which is shocking to me in America that we would ever get to a point where we're actually rationing our food and not allowing people to buy as much as they possibly can.
Well, I think it's going to be worse than the Great Depression for one very simple reason. During the Great Depression, there were a lot more farms in America. A lot more people lived on farms. They had the ability to grow their own food. And during the Depression, I read a really interesting book recently about Appalachia, because, you know, that, by and large, was a very huge agricultural region that people moved out of after World War II, and they migrated to the cities. But that migration had been going on for quite a long time. During the 30s, the Great Depression, a lot of people moved back to the farms, back to the countryside, because that was where they could live. You know, they could go to the old home place and grow food and have some kind of a life. We don't even have that anymore. We have destroyed family agriculture in the United States. It had been in decline for a very long time, but NAFTA finished it off. NAFTA destroyed family farming in Canada, in the U.S., and in Mexico. A nation that does not have the ability to feed itself is in a very, very perilous condition. And it's been well documented that food stores around the world, including in the United States, have declined in the last decade through the policies of NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. People say it can't happen here, but we've already got 35 million people who are officially classified as undernourished. The numbers enrolled in food stamps is going up even as we speak. So I think there's real danger there. That's why one of the things I'm recommending to people, very seriously, start your gardens, establish local food co-ops, and get the ability back to feed yourself. A nation that cannot feed itself is in a very perilous situation.
Well, I'd have to agree with you there. So what do you think will happen? Say this depression does come, and it is just terrible for us. We're already below the currency of, say, Canada. The loonie is worth a little bit more than the dollar when, you know, throughout history, within the last 20 years, really, the dollar has dominated Canadian currency. That's no longer the case. Do you feel like they're trying to set us on a level with the peso so it'll be easier to come up with a North American currency, an Amero, if you will, or whatever they'd like to call it?
Yeah, I think that's the case. We're looking at a very long-term plan that's been in the works for a long time to eliminate the United States as the greatest industrial democracy in the world. This really began in earnest during the 1970s when we became completely dependent on foreign nations for oil. That was something that was done deliberately. It was done by the Nixon administration, which made agreements with Saudi Arabia and the other OPEC nations that they were going to drastically increase the prices of gasoline. This wasn't something that happened because of supply and demand. It was a deliberate policy. And then the OPEC nations agreed to turn around and buy U.S. government debt from our Treasury Department through Treasury bonds because we were tipping over into a fiscal and a trade deficit and losing the status as the world's greatest creditor and becoming the world's greatest debtor. So this has been going on a long time. Then you had, during the 1970s, the rise of these prices that led to the Federal Reserve crash of the economy in 1979 and the recession of 1979 to 1983. That's when our steel industry collapsed, our automobile industry went into decline, our other heavy industries began to disappear, and that's when we stopped being an industrial nation and became the so-called service economy. What people don't understand is that this just didn't happen. This was the plan, and it was part of a long-term plan to make the United States just another member of the Anglo-American Empire, if you want to look at it that way. With our specific job being to provide the military might to go around the world enforcing, you know, the imperial policies against third world countries. And part of that was the military conquest of the Middle East that's going on right now. We are being used and abused by the forces of empire to do these things, and our country is pretty much going to be left in such a weakened condition that we'll pretty much have to do what we're told. Now, I do not believe that the plan has advanced as far as it was intended to by this time. And I think the reason for that is the resistance of the American people and their ability to learn about these things through the Internet.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more than I feel like the United States is being set up as a sacrificial lamb, if you will, to take all the blame for all these woes, you know, from the wars in the Middle East, which are definitely for empire, but really the collapse of the economy as well, and the it's really about globalization. It's about bringing in a full North American Union so they can consolidate their power even further. And you know, me and Alex were talking about this, you know, just yesterday, and I thought to myself, you know, in this time period where they used to have bread lines, if this does go through, I feel like they have so many people trained with a card. You know, you'll get your government issued card. All the supermarkets that have gone out of business will be government run. You'll get your rations there. You'll swipe your card. You'll be given, you know, whatever they feel like they can give you, and you'll be on your way. And Lord knows how long this will actually take place in our country before we ever recover, if we recover.
Well, that seems to be the trend. But there's one area that I think we need to look at a little bit differently. We say that all of these things are what the government is going to do or what the government is going to do to us. But I think that we have to remember that the government really works for the financial powers and the corporate elite. I've worked for the government for 32 years, and we had quite a bit of pride in what we did. And the people who actually work down in the agencies are very patriotic, and we all did our best to be efficient, to be accountable. But really, when the government is run by the corporations and by the financiers, as you see, for example, on the division of the airwaves among only a very small handful of corporate giants who run all the television networks, what really has happened has been the privatization of public assets. And this goes back, of course, to the Carter administration, really, when I was in the Carter White House. But it really began under the Reagan administration, and they did it in imitation of what was going on in Great Britain at that time, because that was when Margaret Thatcher was the prime minister. And I like to call Margaret Thatcher the queen of privatization. And she was really the mentor of Ronald Reagan in how to turn an economy over to the private financiers. So what we have today is the stealing of government by private interests, and it all goes back, the way I've traced it in my research, to the first major privatization. That took place in 1913 when the Federal Reserve System was set up to run the currency of the United States by a cartel of private banks, not even U.S. banks.
Yeah, it is a private firm. The Federal Reserve is anything but federal. We're going to be back. It is the Alex Jones Show. We're speaking with Richard C. Cook, former analyst for the U.S. Treasury Department.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm going to be subbing in for Alex for the rest of the week as he goes out to Bilderberg in Chantilly, Virginia. And we're going to be having live updates from there tomorrow, the next day, Friday. It's exciting stuff. Right now, we have Richard Cook, a former analyst for the U.S. Treasury Department, and you were talking about how it's really a elite faction that rule. It's not really our government. They pull the strings. They're the ones that control the Federal Reserve banking system, which is anything but federal. They're able to give us a fiat currency and in return really consolidate on hard assets. Do you feel like even today we're in a soft fascism?
Well, we are. And the phrase that I'm encouraging people to remember when they ask themselves, well, who is this? Who's doing all this? The phrase that I use increasingly now is the Anglo-American Empire. And the best resources on this, at least from, years ago, are books by Professor Carol Quigley, who was the mentor and professor of Bill Clinton when Clinton was a student at Georgetown University. Quigley wrote a couple of very authoritative books. One was called The Anglo-American Establishment, and another was called Tragedy and Hope. The latter is a very thick book, but you can get the essence of it from The Anglo-American Establishment. And one thing that Quigley points out, and he actually documents this in that book, is if you go back to the late 1800s and look at the people who were active in creating the kind of intellectual framework for the Anglo-American establishment, it was people like Cecil Rhodes, South African industrialist, who was financed in what he was doing by the Rothschilds. And they created various institutions, such as the Round Table, and out of that came the Royal Institute, the Tavistock Institute, and others like that. But Cecil Rhodes said in one of the wills he wrote, and he was always writing wills because he had these premonitions he was going to die at an early age, which he did. But he wrote in one of his wills, and I quote this in one of my recent articles, that one of the objectives of the people planning the empire were to recover the United States. Think about that. That's a very interesting word that they used, and that was the exact word that they used. Recover the United States for the empire. This has been an objective and a plan of the British Empire for a long time. This is what they have tried to do, and this is what, in large measure, they have done. The big coup took place in 1913 when the Federal Reserve System was created, because it was through the Federal Reserve System the Anglo-American Empire took over the monetary system of the United States. They then were able to get the United States into World War I to defeat Germany. They were then able to use the United States in World War II to defeat their enemies. And now they're trying to do the same thing by drawing us into the next world war. The next world war that they are trying to instigate would be between the United States and Russia, and China on the side of Russia. This is what is being set up. Now, I say that we should go back to the arrangement we had with Russia back in the 19th century, the 1800s. We were an ally of Russia. Russia sold us Alaska. The Russian Navy came to New York and San Francisco harbors to protect us from attacks by the British fleet. Russia is a continental land power, and Russia has overthrown its communist government. People say today, well, Russia is still communist, but that's not true. Russia is a democracy, and it's becoming increasingly spiritual with the resurgence of the Orthodox Church. Russia is a Christian nation, just as we have been in our past, and we need to look to Russia as our friend instead of our enemy. But we are being drawn into a world war against Russia, and the more people become aware of this, I think the better off we are, because we need to stop that.
Mm-hmm. Going back to what you said about Quigley, Quigley was also the mentor of Bill Clinton, and he was mentioned a couple of times, I believe, in a State of the Union address and his initial inception as president. And in that book, Tragedy and Hope, he discusses how he was able to look over secret documents of this round table group that Rhodes had set up. And Rhodes also set up things like the Rhodes Scholarship so that they could pick the very best and the brightest to work for them. So
right.
This is
Clinton
something
was a Rhodes Scholar, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely true. And this has been around for quite some time. So the elite not only pools their resources together, in other words, meets in secret, does things behind, any kind of government power, such as, these Bilderberg meetings, but then they also recruit the best and the brightest under seemingly legitimate circumstances. We're going to be back with Richard C. Cook, a former analyst for the U.S. Treasury Department. After this, it's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. We're back. I'm Jason Burmis. I am in for Alex for the rest of the week. I want to thank all the listeners out there that donated to the Money Bomb over the weekend on Saturday night. Did a little marathon show. I think he did like 4 or 5 hours. It was pretty unbelievable till about 1 a.m. We raised over $200,000. We're still waiting for some checks to come in. We're leaving it open until Friday when we will let you know what the grand total is, so that we can bring this operation up a notch and start a television network. Because I got to tell you, folks, the mainstream media is not going to tell you the kind of information that's just been discussed on this show with a credible individual. I mean, this person has been in government for over 30 years. He worked for NASA extensively. He worked for the Treasury Department. He's telling you that your money is a fiat currency, and it is going to be devalued to a point that we not only have a recession, but probably another depression in this country that could reshape our entire way of life. Richard, where can people check your material out?
Yeah, Jason, let me just go over a couple of sites people can take a look at. My personal website, which features my Challenger book, is www.richardccook.com. Richard C. Cook with a C for my middle initial. Now, my partner that I'm working with at this time, her name is Susan Bosky. She's out in Washington State. Susan and I are setting up a new website. It's called realsustainableliving.com. We'll probably be bringing that up within the next few weeks, and that's going to feature our economic and monetary writings. Most of my articles at this time are on the Global Research website, so people can check those out. My more recent articles are also on rents.com, and most of my articles are on the Arizona Free Press website. So all of those are sources that people can check out. Now, if anyone would like to write into us with questions, to get on Susan's and my mailing list, or if they want to find out how they can participate in the work that we're trying to do and support it, we've got a new email for that, and that's economicsanity@gmail.com.
Well, thanks for giving out that kind of information. I encourage people to go check this stuff out because we can't really cover it all here. You know, I find that the best tools to wake people up, unfortunately, are just a few of the Patriot videos that we have on these subjects, such as Money Masters, which is a 3-hour documentary, really breaks down how the Federal Reserve was started, brought into law, how we were kind of lulled into it, how it's not federal at all. And then America Freedom to Fascism, which goes into the IRS, the Real ID Act, and then even the VeriChip at the end. People don't seem to read as much anymore. They don't seem to be as active anymore. I really feel like we're in this consumerist culture where people are really concerned about maybe paying their mortgage or their car payment and maybe putting their kids through school, but they're really not in touch with the reality of our political situation right now, Richard.
Well, that's very true. And the videos that are out there are very effective. In fact, I just saw the other day that Alex and you have put up a couple of videos of my appearances on the radio show. So there are two YouTube videos of my being interviewed by Alex that I think are great, very effective tools. But you're absolutely right. And if I could go over really some of my thoughts about what people can be doing at this time, it might be useful because I'm constantly getting emails from people who've read my article saying, well, what can I do? What steps can I take? And there are things, I think, that people can and should and must do right now to really to save our country. The first of these, of course, is to get educated. As I said before, I think the reason that things are not worse than they are today is because of the Internet, because of the ability we have to go to the Internet. And, of course, you got to sift through a lot of different things, but there is information there that you will never get through the mainstream media. So people have got to do that. And anyone who really wants to understand events today has to sit down and go through the Internet just about every day, because there's constantly new material coming up. And it's up to us to piece that together. You know, nobody's going to sit down. A lot of us try to do this, you know, to piece it together. But every person has got to come to their own understanding and their own formulation of what's really happening. And you can do that if you dig and search hard enough. Another thing I think people have to really remember is don't lose your faith. Don't lose your spiritual approach to life. You know, these things happen for a purpose. We're in a purposeful universe. The people who are trying to attack our country want us to think everything is just chaotic. You know, there's no sense or purpose to anything. The only world that exists is the material world. The only way to safety is to make more money or spend more or to go more into debt. All of that is wrong. The real values are within us, and that's where we really have to search and keep our faith. And if we do that, we'll have a much better attitude, I think, toward the future, because I have an optimistic attitude toward the future. I have a lot of faith in people and our ability to do the right thing. One of the things we have to do is to get healthy physically, to be healthy, to adopt healthy attitudes, healthy lifestyles, because, you know, one of the big ways that they have of living off of us as parasites is through the huge quantity of drugs and medication that people take. I mean, it's unbelievable how many people are on different kinds of medication.
Well, they've all been brainwashed into believing that they're sick, and they see these commercials where you got to take this pill or that pill. They give a range of just about every single thing, and then the side effects are so minimized, when in fact you're taking a pill that's probably, you know, going to give you bad diarrhea, heart problems, and headaches.
Yeah, and also, Jason, people really don't have enough appreciation of just how big the illegal drug problem is. I mean, the war on drugs that the federal government has supposedly been running is a joke. Governments and banking systems and big banks are deeply, deeply involved in the worldwide illicit and illegal drug trade. It's an enormous drain of resources, and the bankers and the money launderers who work through the bankers get rich off of these things. And so people should avoid these like the plague.
I would even say after that, they incarcerate those who use them and then put them in their privatized prisons to pay them 39 cents an hour so that they can be a telecommunications guy working for Sprint trying to get you to change your long-distance service.
Well, as we know, the United States has the biggest prison population on the planet, and I don't know the numbers, but I do know that a very large proportion of those are in there for drug-related offenses. And a lot of these people are drawn into it because they can't get jobs. You know, they don't have an income. They've got to do something. I met somebody recently. I used to live in Michigan, and Michigan once was one of our most highly industrialized states. Tremendous knowledge and skill in Michigan from the auto industry and in industries related to that. That industry is gone. And I talked to somebody from one of the cities in the southern part of Michigan, not that far from Detroit, and I said, well, what's the impact of the loss of our industry on your city? And this man, a young man in his 20s, said to me, well, you know what they're doing in that city in Michigan now? They're setting up illegal methamphetamine labs, because that's what they're producing now. That's what they're living off of. This is a disaster.
Absolutely. And they're going to keep promoting their drugs on television in order for companies like Pfizer and other big pharma corporations to make, you know, billions and billions of dollars. They're going to have their cake and eat it, too, by illegally running the drugs in this country in black ops programs, making billions and billions of dollars. And then they're going to send hundreds of thousands of people to prison every year to work for slave labor wages under their corporations. It's a really nice scam they have running on the American people and really the people of the world in general. I mean, look at Afghanistan. We go into Afghanistan, I'm not supporting the Taliban, but they had cut down the opium production by leaps and bounds in that country. We go in, and now 95% of the opium in the world comes out of there. I wonder why that is.
Well, we know why, and one reason is that it's used as a weapon by the covert operatives against the Central Asian republics and against Russia. It's the same thing that the British Empire did to China back in the 19th century. It's to go in by force to get everyone addicted to drugs and then make a fortune by selling them the drugs and also keep them in their place by assuring that they're going to be in a drug-induced stupor. This is a covert warfare measure that has been taken against the countries of Central Asia and of Russia, as well as China.
Have you seen the film American Drug War yet? We're carrying it over at Infowars.com. It's Kevin Booth's new film, and it really goes through, not only government involvement in the drugs, but, the crack boom in the 90s. Just a bunch of great stuff. Again, Kevin Booth put this together. It's done the circuit around the film awards, and I believe they had it on Showtime something like 50 times. Have you seen this movie yet?
No, I haven't. It sounds like something I'd really like to see. And people should also bear in mind that the CIA itself has admitted in its internal reports that its people have been involved in the illicit drug trade. It's not something that people have just made up.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of that actually came out during the Iran-Contra hearings. There's a whole scandal in Mena, Arkansas. This movie features Celly Castillo, who actually helped them move the drugs, tried to blow the whistle. There's pictures of Celly on literally tons of cocaine in brick fashion, in a military garb, with guns. It's ludicrous to think that our government hasn't been involved in this. Whenever they declare war on something, folks, that isn't a nation, you should be very, 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 very suspect. The war on terror, the war on drugs, the war on poverty. Well, whenever they do this, it seems like all those situations just get worse.
I have read, and I don't have the data to confirm it, but I think it's likely, it's plausible, that the illicit and illegal drug industry is the largest industry in the world in terms of total value of the product. And this could not be the case if it were not one of the industries of the largest empire in the world, and that's the Anglo-American Empire.
I'm with you there. And, they love nothing more than to pull you over, find a little bit of marijuana, give you a huge ticket or maybe even a court date, put you into the system, have you on record, and then suck funds out of you. For what? For something that's been decriminalized now in a couple states in this country, yet the federal government still feels it needs to go into these shops in California and raid them and accuse them of being drug dealers.
Yeah, and this is why the point I want to make to our listeners here, much of what a person can do has to do with what to avoid. I mean, we should be avoiding illegal drugs and to the extent that we're able to, prescription medication like the plague, for health reasons, for financial reasons, for legal reasons. But I think we'd be remiss if we didn't also mention another very critical thing that people can do for themselves. And it's something everybody says. It's hard to do. I mean, you turn on the cable TV and Susie Orman will tell you this. Get out of debt. If you have debts, try to pay them down. If you can't pay them down, try to negotiate with your creditors. There are books out there that tell you how to do this, and it can be very effective. Don't go into debt. Do anything possible other than sign a debt instrument. I mean, buy a used car. Learn how to fix it. Do your maintenance. There are so many things people can do to avoid getting out that credit card or to avoid putting your name on the dotted line to pay a debt, when you don't know if in the future you're going to be able to, particularly if you're not rich to start with. And if you were rich to start with, you wouldn't need to go into debt. So this is another thing that I emphasize with people. Get out of debt. Don't go into new debt. And I've even advocated, and we may have something, Susan and I may have something coming out on this shortly, the formation of a national debtors union where people can work together to hire our own lobbyists to go to Washington and try to get Congress to pass a more liberal bankruptcy law, for instance, or to pass anti-usury laws to prevent banks and credit card companies from sucking the blood out of consumers by these incredibly high penalties, by being able to raise your interest rates without notification, a whole range of actions that we should be able to take collectively to make our voices known, because there are a lot more people in debt out there than there are ones who the money is owed to.
Well, again, we live in this consumerist culture of the credit card where it's as easy as swiping a piece of plastic and all your dreams come true, and we're constantly bombarded with these new widgets and gadgets that we just have to have, from the iPhone, you know, to satellite radio, to just about anything else that's been customized to brainwash into thinking, me, 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 I need this now, 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 now. And people don't realize they're putting themselves into thousands of dollars of debt.
Well, a library card's a good substitute for a lot of those things.
Yeah, but how many people read anymore? It's tragic in this country, but the mainstream media is dead. People aren't reading the paper anymore. People are going to the Internet most of the time. And I think that's why YouTube is so important. Like you said, you know, your interviews with Alex on real economic issues are out there, and tens of thousands of people are watching them. You know, we're creating a new media, and I hope it's not too late to wake people up before their homes are foreclosed on and they literally lose the very way of life they thought they were protecting by buying into this system.
Yeah, I agree. Now, there's one other thing I want to mention also, because I've talked to a lot of people lately. I was interviewed last night by, or yesterday afternoon, by Kevin Barrett, who's running for Congress in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I'm advising a congressional candidate in Massachusetts named Harold Burbank, who's very aware of all of these issues. I've got a meeting coming up this weekend with Daryl Castle, who is the candidate for vice president for the Constitution Party. People can and should be involved in the political process. Cindy Sheehan, who I met a couple of weeks ago at this conference I was at in Radford, Virginia, is running for Congress in San Francisco against Nancy Pelosi.
And she's going to win.
The money.
She's going to win.
A chance out there.
I think she's going to win, man, and that's what we need to do. I tell this to people everywhere I go, everywhere I speak. Yes, the federal government right now is corrupt to its core. That doesn't mean that you can't become a town council member. That doesn't mean that you can't run for state senate and win. That doesn't mean that you can't become entrenched in local government and ward these federal programs off, like the Real ID Act and others. The website is richardccook.com. In closing, is there anything you want to leave the listeners with?
Well, I want to just very briefly mention Ron Paul. He has done a tremendous service for our political process by calling for the abolishment of the Federal Reserve. As far as I know, he is the first presidential candidate who's ever done that. And I want to tell people, as a former veteran of the Treasury Department, he's right. It should be abolished as a bank of issue. And there's a growing monetary reform movement now in the...
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut.
an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. I'm going to be subbing in the rest of the week. Richard Cook got cut off talking about Ron Paul, who I think has done a tremendous job in waking up what's left of the mainstream watching politics to the fact that the Federal Reserve is anything but federal, to the fact that the IRS needs to go, to the fact that we have to get back to a hard currency. Its precious metals have retained their value throughout history, and we no longer have a gold backing on the dollar, folks. On top of that, after Richard leaves us in this hour, we're going to have Jim Ticker in the next hour, and I want to let everybody know that Rosie O'Donnell actually called into the Howard Stern Show today for some other reason. I guess they were bashing her. But she brought up Building 7. She brought up Willie Rodriguez. We're going to try to play the clip before we go from the show today. I have to make sure there's no dirty language because, again, it is on Sirius Satellite Radio, and Stern is notorious for dropping the F-bomb. Getting back to Ron Paul, he really has, I think, rejuvenated the Patriot movement and brought a lot of us together and brought in a lot of people who had no idea about any of these issues at all, Richard. And I've got to applaud him for that, and I hope that he continues to do so. I hope that he maintains a seat in Congress and that he continues to be a very reverent voice in this movement.
Well, they say they're going to have a presence at the Republican National Convention, and I certainly hope they do that because, as you know, Ron Paul is still an active candidate, but he has said that he is now working for the future, and perhaps if the Republican Party does get what it deserves this fall and completely collapses as a force, maybe then Ron Paul and his people can step in and rejuvenate it.
Well, I'm with you there. How does he do that, though? You know, I've talked to a lot of people about the convention. Obviously, I hope that there's protests at both of these conventions, both the Democratic and the Republican convention. I've seen, you know, some work out there to try to provocateur events out in Denver in August, where the DNC is being held. There's actually a group out there called Recreate 68 that's trying to recruit people to come and protest this event, but not do so in a peaceful manner like, you know, our listeners would, and tape what's going on, ask reasonable questions, basically use your First Amendment. They want these people to dress up in masks, bring shields, bring red paints, and destroy cameras. Sounds like a provocateur event to me. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, it is. And really, the Democratic Convention is going to be the biggest love fest we've ever seen. And I think the only question is how many red, white, and blue balloons will be falling from the ceiling.
Well, I got to tell you, for my latest documentary that I've been putting together, I watched the 2004 RNC convention, and
it was such a cult-like experience of just disgust again and again and again as I watched this thing. I couldn't believe it. I can't believe how these people are so brainwashed, how they can get behind a candidate just because they have a elephant on their shirt or a donkey on their shirt because they say the same rhetoric. I have not heard really one candidate out of both parties other than Ron Paul discuss real issues, not only real issues, but mean what they say, you know, not just trying to get elected.
We had a few mentions of some issues back in the early days of the Democratic debates when we still had people like Biden and Chris Dodd and Dennis Kucinich and Mike Gravel on the stage, but they got rid of those pretty quickly, didn't they?
Yeah, and I would definitely agree with the last two there. Gravel and Kucinich have brought some real issues to the table. Kucinich continues to try to pursue a new 9/11 investigation. Gravel supports a new 9/11 investigation. They're both against the war. You know, Joe Biden, I want to like Joe Biden. Joe Biden's one of the few politicians that seems to be in the know and battling this stuff, but I just don't trust him. RichardCCook.com is the website. We thank you so much for joining us, Richard.
Okay, Jason. Thank you. And say hi to Alex for me.
I definitely will. He's out in Bilderberg, folks. We're going to be having reports for the rest of the week. Infowars.com and PrisonPlan.com are the sites. We're going to come back and try to play that Rosie O'Donnell clip. Jim Tucker in the next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are live and we're streaming video too over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Fourth hour, big hour. We're going to have Jim Tucker on. For those watching me on the television, I am a little burnt up. I caught some sun going out to San Antonio yesterday. Man, the heat here is brutal in Texas. Don't let them tell you any different. I'm burned up. Oh, man, I'm looking at myself on the camera. I got like a big red nose and red blotches everywhere. What can you do? All right, so I've listened to the clip, and as far as I can tell, there are no curse words. Rosie called in to Howard Stern. She commended him for going after the FCC and criticizing the Bush administration, said that she was very inspired by that. However, Howard dropped an F-bomb, so we had to skip over that part. But here we go. Here she starts to get into the World Trade Center.
Trouble. What's going on with you in 9/11? You're one of those people that believes that something, some kind of conspiracy happened?
I do not believe the official story. It defies the laws of physics.
That's what Jesse Ventura said.
How much of a physicist are you, though?
Yes.
Well, I'm like everyone else. I was in New York, like you all were. It was probably the most defining moment of my adult life.
Right.
And I went and researched it like everyone else. I watched Building 7 come down the way we watched all those old hotels in Vegas be demolished.
Right.
It defies the laws of physics. If you throw a billiard ball off the top of the World Trade Center, it would hit the bottom in 10 seconds. Those buildings fell at free fall speed with no resistance. The only way to do that with 47 steel girders in the middle is through explosive devices. So, you know, to me, it is something like the Kennedy assassination. There are some people I said, what do you think? You think that it was Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone?
I actually do.
You do.
I do believe he acted alone. I asked Donald Inspector about it. It makes sense to me.
All right. We're going to stop it right there because I didn't listen beyond that point. But he asked Arlen Specter was good enough to come on Stern, one of the cover-up guys over at the Warren Commission. And Stern believes him because he's a nice guy and he came on. Hey, I've seen Arlen Specter talk. You know, he can be pleasant. He admitted that it looks like the anthrax attacks were indeed from an inside source. He's the one that chaired the hearings regarding Able Danger. You know, he was one of the few guys that showed up. Biden was another one. We just mentioned Biden, so I thought I'd give Joey B. a little plug there as well. But there it is. Howard still wants to cling on to the fact that Oswald acted alone. He doesn't want to look into 9/11. Rosie O'Donnell, big ups. Way to keep it on. Way not to back down. Way not to avoid the question. You and Jesse Ventura are tops on my list. I mean, Ventura is on another level because, you know, he was the governor and he is just fearless. He commands respect. Ex-Navy SEAL, big guy. Celebrity, you know, can bring more people in. But Rosie O'Donnell did it first. And way to stick to your guns, Rosie. I'm sure we're going to post a story about that on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I think we're actually the first to have the MP3. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to listen to the rest of that in a break. Check it out. Remember, Jim Tucker's going to be on momentarily, and Alex Jones and crew have left to go to the big Bilderberg conference. Again, not since 2002 has it been in Chantilly, Virginia. This seems like a bit of a stakeout. It looks like it's pretty well secluded. There's a little bit of video of what the hotel entrance looks like, where it's located in D.C. But what's worrying me most about this Bilderberg meeting is that it's going to be awful easy for these guys to bring in other military officials, other insiders in Washington who wouldn't normally go to the meeting. And what do I mean by that? Well, this is a weekend retreat. This is not the two-week resort in Bohemian Grove where there's members and then there's guests and some people are flown in for a couple days with meetings with specific people. The Bilderberg group is notorious for having a revolving list. For instance, when John Edwards was made to be the vice presidential nominee, he went to Bilderberg. Okay, he doesn't go to Bilderberg every year. He's been to Bilderberg, I think, once since. But perhaps he'll be showing up for this next Bilderberg. It's my suspicion that he will be the vice presidential nominee. But they're going to be able to bring in all sorts of generals, diplomats, and work out kind of side programs. Not everybody's in on everything, folks. So we're going to be back. We're going to be talking with Jim Tucker about these subjects in Bilderberg. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And remember, the stream's over at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky.
The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're back. It's The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, subbing in as Alex ventures off to the Bilderberg Conference in Chantilly, Virginia. And on the line is the pioneer journalist who has covered the Bilderberg Conference for longer than anybody else. We carry his book. He's done an amazing amount of work and research to expose these guys. He works for American Free Press. He's constantly writing real articles about real issues. His name is Jim Tucker. He's going to be meeting Alex Jones out there. Jim, it is a pleasure to talk to you.
It's always fun, Alex.
Now, you're down there right now. Have you gotten to the conference yet? Are you down in Chantilly?
No, but I'll be there early tomorrow morning.
So you'll be there tomorrow to meet Alex and the gang. Very, 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 very exciting stuff. Now, I want to, before we discuss what you think is going to be on the table for this conference and who the attendees are, I want to flash back to 2002 when they held this conference in the same place. Now, as I understand it, this was the first Bilderberg meeting since 9/11 had occurred. And they made some pretty, or was it the second?
Well, let's see. 2002 was the first Bilderberg meeting after 9/11, mm-hmm. and we thought that perhaps they picked Chantilly simply because it was convenient to Dulles Airport, and they were worried about terrorists striking again, and we all were afraid of another 9/11 size attack at that time. And interestingly, at that meeting, it was the first time I've ever discerned a real split among Bilderberg. The European Bilderbergs opposed the upcoming invasion of Afghanistan, and then, of course, Iraq. The most American Bilderbergs favored it. But to pacify the Europeans, Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld trots out from the Pentagon on a Saturday to address Bilderberg. In his address, he promised that there'd be no invasion of Iraq or Afghanistan this year, being that year of 2002. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, all the major newspapers, including the Washington Post and New York Times, L.A. Times, all controlled by Bilderberg, were saying that the invasion will come this year, late summer or early fall at the latest. Now, Jimmy Lee Hogan sat through that speech, as did of the Washington, associate editor of the Washington Post, as did Donald Graham, the publisher of the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. The Post has been represented at Bilderberg meetings since they first invented themselves in 1954. And he heard that. He knew there'd be no invasion. But their loyalty to speak nothing was so strong, he did not go back to his own newspapers. They stopped saying there'll be an invasion this year because there will not be. Do not ask me how I know, but I'm the associate editor, and I do know. And Donald Graham, the publisher, could have said the same thing to the news staff. But no, they did not say a word about it. They let their own newspaper be wrong about it, along with the other newspapers. And, of course, the New York Times and L.A. Times and Financial Times and so forth, they did not report on that speech either. They just let the newspapers continue to be wrong. That is very high devotion to their sworn duty to reveal nothing.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think is going to be on the table this year? Are we going to be talking Iran? Are we going to be talking vice presidential candidates? I think that there's a reason that's in D.C. this year. I feel like it's going to be
a lot easier for them to access, you know, Washington insiders, diplomats, military personnel, if they only want them to sit in on a half an hour or an hour long meeting instead of taking part in the entire conference.
Well, yes, it does make it easy for our bureaucrats to duck over. For example, the President of the United States has never attended Bilderberg, except Bill Clinton did the year before he was elected. He was obscure governor of Arkansas in 1991, 1992, he was elected president.
Mm-hmm.
But as president, none have dared to attend because every White House reporter is given his daily schedule every day, size of a paperback Western novel, accounting for every minute of his time. And there's no way he could block out even 3 hours in the middle of a day or evening and call it private time and get away with it. So they don't go. But bureaucrats can. And of course, Rummy can roll over on Saturday. There's not much press at the Pentagon on Saturday, on most Saturdays. And rather obscurely, he does have to account for a couple hours of his time on a Saturday morning. And he did make that promise. You're right that it is easier for bureaucrats to duck in and get their marching orders when they're meeting in Washington. Although, wherever they meet, they have high officials of the Treasury Department, State Department, Defense Department, and high officials of the White House attending to get their orders. But it does make it more convenient.
Now, in the past few years, there's been a little bit more light shed on Bilderberg. Daniel Estolans wrote his book. Some mainstream medias in the Netherlands and even in Canada have now reported on it. Do you expect some sort of a turnout by any sort of mainstream journalist, or do you think it's going to be you, Alex, and a couple, you know, rogue journalists who are not part of the mainstream?
You probably summarized it pretty well because, as I've mentioned before, in Europe we have heavy collaboration with broadcasters and newspapers, but they're on a limited budget. They have a lot of newspapers, but that competition means that there's not all that advertising revenue for any one newspaper, so they simply can't afford to send reporters across the pond. If they're on the continent, they'll have their reporters drive 800 miles or take a train. But the they just don't send them, many of them, to...
So what you're saying is the international press is probably going to have to rely on the information that you yourself get out of Bilderberg, correct?
Yes, but they'll help back, too, because when their guys get home, they'll torture them a bit. Sometimes some information escapes.
Gotcha.
And then they feed that to us. We confirm and go with it.
Now, have you gotten a list of who's going to be attending yet?
No, and they're going to try hard not to provide a list. They're still hoping that there'll be no attention, that the meeting will be completely unreported. And now, in the past, when they say no list, never, ever, and they've realized, and this is more typical of Europe, that there are so many people identified going in, that they'll look like asses. If they don't, then they'll put it on the Internet. And it is still possible they'll dump it on the Internet next Monday. Next Monday. But I doubt it because I think we need to identify as many by sight as we can going in and use other means to find out who's there and publish as many names as possible.
As best you can tell, what's on the table? Is it who's going to be the vice president nomination for the Democrats and the Republicans? Is it who's going to be the presidential nomination for the Democrats? Well, is it going to be Iran? Is it going to be the economy? Is it going to be all of these issues?
All of these things on the presidential level. They already are confident that they own all three candidates, McCain, Obama, and Hillary, if she pulls off a miracle of some kind. They own them all, and all will support, regardless of their political posture, all will support NAFTA, extending NAFTA. In fact, Jimmy Lee Hoagland of the Washington Post is going to be speaking at the Bilderberg meeting, explaining how Americans have to learn how to pool their sovereignty is this new term.
Oh, so they're basically going to be talking sovereignty. About the North American Union a lot here, too.
Yeah, exactly. And Americans must be educated to accept a pooling of their sovereignty so we can build a strong economic union here in North America. And, of course, we all know where that's supposed to lead to the
Yeah, this has been on the agenda for quite some time now. We have the SPP documents, the Securities and Prosperity Partnerships, where Bush, Vicente Fox, and the President of Canada got together without the American people's knowledge, without the Canadians' people knowledge, decided they were going to build this superstructure of four superhighways gutting through the country and pass all these trade agreements that will essentially deteriorate our borders both along Canada and Mexico and build this North American Union. We've had CAFTA since 2004. We've had NAFTA prior to that, and it really looks like they're ready to take that next step, Jim.
Yes, the next step as far as the world government, maybe step toward the American Union along the lines of the European Union, is this North American free trade thing. NAFTA is to expand throughout the Western Hemisphere, as you know. Now, Bilderberg is behind schedule, though. They're disappointed in themselves to some extent because in the 1990s, they were confidently predicting that by the year 2000, we'd have an American Union type of state of a trade zone.
Well, I feel like we keep pushing them back, John.
We have to just have to keep fighting, like we fought it, like the founders fought at Valley Forge. We have to keep fighting for our sovereignty and our nationhood.
Well, I agree with you there, and I think we keep pushing back their plan, although incrementally, it does seem to keep moving forward. Now, last year, you said that it was on the table that they were discussing the Ron Paul and this Patriot movement problem they were having. Do you think that they're going to be discussing Ron Paul again this year?
Yes, because they worried about the permanency of Ron Paul at the Trilateral Commission meeting in Washington a couple of weeks ago. As you know, the Trilateral Commission is their junior varsity. They have interlocking leadership, common agenda. In fact, the Trilateral agenda tells us much about the Bilderberg agenda because they're very much the same.
I have heard that. I did not know that they discussed Ron Paul yet again at the Trilateral meeting. That's a big story right there, Jim. I mean, what are they trying to do? To contain him? To get him out of office altogether? I mean, he has a number one book on the New York Times best-selling list. It's going to be hard to keep this guy silent. I mean, they've done a poor job in doing so.
And the fact that they are worried about Ron Paul, promotes Ron Paul among our readers and your viewers, they're concerned. They've expressed their concern that he's educating a young generation of Americans.
And he absolutely is.
In nationalism, which is a wicked term in their view.
Absolutely. It's Jim Tucker. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, subbing in for Alex for the rest of the week as he's out at Bilderberg with Jim Tucker, who we have on the line. I want to remind people that the money bomb is still going on until Friday. We're going to release the totals after we get all the checks and everything else on Friday, let you know how much we've made. We made over $200,000 to go towards a new television station, that fights the info war, folks. I'm very psyched up for that. I'm going to be playing more of that Stern clip in a little while, and we're going to take your phone calls in the last half hour of the show. I want to let people know that I have a little website, loosechange911.com. You can go check out my blog. I just posted, I think, five or six clips of Mineta describing what happened in the POC on 9/11, and we update that every day or so. And if you want to get a hard copy of Loose Change, we would appreciate it. You can make copies, hand those films out. It's been very effective for us so far. Getting back to Jim Tucker, an amazing journalist for, geez, Jim, you've been covering Bilderberg for what, almost 30 years now? Are you with us, Jim?
Yeah.
How long have you been covering Bilderberg?
Since 1975, when the spotlight was introduced to the
American
public.
So that's 30 plus years.
Originally from the desk, I was desk bound. Mm-hmm. Then I started doing it myself a few years later.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen some amazing specials on you on this information. When I was first introduced to Bilderberg, you were the main guy, the guy that's been going out there for years and years and years and talking about how could this organization exist and you not know it? And then to find out who it consists of, how it's part of this elite control over the world towards this one world government agenda, it's mind-blowing stuff. And I'd like to get your take on what you think the plan there is for the Middle East. What are they going to be talking about? Are they going to be talking about Iran, how to provoke an attack, how to go into Iran? What do you think?
I think the European will oppose the invasion of Iran, for which, as you know, our public is being politically conditioned to view as necessary for our survival and all of that jazz. I think the Europeans will oppose that, even as they oppose the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan. By the way, I wish we had more off-air time to talk, but I was told to stand by for, call it 3 o'clock our time, or about 15 minutes in today's our deadline, so we'll have to hurry this along a little bit.
Okay, sure. Whenever you have to go, just let me know. So do you think that Iran is going to be – what do you think they're going to decide? Are they going to decide to back off, wait for a new administration to come in, or do you think that they're more likely to say, let's provocate an event to get us into Iran during the transition period, you know, before, after the elections? What are Jim Tucker's thoughts on the matter?
I think, to their credit, and I can't remember ever saying this before, that the Europeans will pressure the U.S. government not to invade and leave it dangle for the next man in the White House to deal with. Mm-hmm. I think they'll just pressure Bush to not do it as badly as he wants to do it. And, of course, as the whole world knows, troops are spread too thin. We're now recruiting for combat through age 42, but in all of World War II, the combat age limit was at age 38. We're now accepting felons and fat guys into the service who would not qualify in World War II. We're spread that thin in the so-called no-draft years, although the backdoor draft, as we've mentioned, exists when they say, even though your term is up, we're not going to let you go for 3 more years because we need you. Mm-hmm. Now, the recruiting sergeant did not tell the recruit that even though you've only enlisted for 3 years, we can make you stay 6 years. But all that's happening. I'll have to tell you goodbye very shortly there. Any last...
No, Jim, I just wish you the best over at Bilderberg. I hope you and Alex get some great material. I hope you'll be checking in with Alex in the next few days. And God bless
you,
sir. And I just, you know, I got to commend you for all the great work that you've done for this country. And, you know, just keep moving along. People are listening, Jim.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'll be talking to you from the Bilderberg thing, I think, Thursday or Friday, Alex said.
All right, yes, definitely. All right, that's Jim Tucker, ladies and gentlemen. One of the great patriots of this nation, one of the true journalists that's going after the real stories. Well, it looks like we got another break coming up already. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, LooseChange911.com. I'm Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv to check out the video feed.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and
PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have a...
All right, folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. We are back. And I'm going to be playing a couple clips, taking a couple phone calls right now. The first clip I want to play before I get back to the Rosie O'Donnell, Building 7, on Howard Stern, dropping some bombs, I want to play Bill Clinton admitting to attending the Bilderberg Conference. Now, not only does he admit to attending the Bilderberg Conference, but he also admits that they set policy there. He, however, denies that he was involved in setting any policy. He was there to talk to some Europeans about what was going to happen in Russia. But he surely does admit, hey, I've been to the Bilderberg Conference. It does exist. It's not some kind of made-up thing. And then his wife gets confronted by student scholars for 9/11 Truth, and she acts like she doesn't know what it is. My husband, I don't know. But we all know she more than likely attended in 2006 in Canada. All right, let's play this little Clinton clip. Let me see if I can get the video for the viewers out there. Probably not. I'm not that good at it. All right. We'll hit play anyway. And boom.
Wait, whoa, whoa. Whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait. Look, look. This is the deal, folks. All these people that are paranoid about the world come and scream at me everywhere. All right, I'll answer. All right. Okay, now wait a minute. You said you would go if I answered the question, right? You said you would go if I answered the question. You said you would go if I answered the question. You said you would go if I answered the question. All right, here's the answer. I happened to be in Europe then on my way to Russia. I was invited to go to Bilderberg by Vernon Jordan, a friend of mine, and a genuine hero of the civil rights movement. And to the best of my knowledge, NAFTA was not discussed by anybody in my presence. I was talking to people who happened to be from Europe who did not give a rip about NAFTA. Number one. Number two. Okay. Number two. I tried to get labor and environmental standards in that agreement, but I couldn't because it was all negotiated when I got there. Number three, when I was president, we enforced our trade laws five times as much as the Bush administration did. We gained manufacturing jobs in 6 of the 8 years I was president. They've lost manufacturing jobs in every year. We had 22.9 million new jobs. They've had 5 million. Family incomes went up $7,500 a year when I was president. They're down $1,000 now. We had almost 8 million people. So, I had a very good time talking to those Europeans about European affairs and what was going to happen to Russia, but I was not somehow polluted by it into sacrificing America's economic interests. America did a lot better when I was president than they have in this decade, and that's the truth. Now, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the king of spin. It's unbelievable. The man can admit to going to Bilderberg, admit that this secret meeting sets policy in Europe and America, and the people cheer him like he is a god. Man, you're good, Clinton. You are slick, buddy. You had me tricked when you were in office. I'm not going to lie. I was a little more ignorant then, but boy, you're good, man. You're really good. You hear the rabid fans? Oh, Bill, you're so good. The economy.
Meanwhile, he's a puppet of the elite. He ran coke for the Bush family in the 80s at Amina, Arkansas. It's time to wake up to reality. But according to Stern and his crew, conspiracies don't exist, and that's why we're going to play this second half of the clip of Rosie O'Donnell discussing World Trade Center Building 7 and Willie Rodriguez with the group over at Stern. Here we go.
I actually do. I do believe he acted alone. I asked Donald Inspector about it. It makes sense to me.
Well, that's okay. If it makes sense to you, that you know, look into it. Building 7, hit by no plane.
Can I tell you something? Fred went to the book depository, you know, where Kennedy, you know, where Lee Harvey Oswald did his thing. And he said, you are so close. You were so close to that motorcade.
You could have thrown a rock at JFK and you would have killed him.
Really?
So I was thinking about that whole 9/11 thing and the JFK thing. We get a lot of email about that. People saying, no, it's a conspiracy. I think when there's a catastrophic event that you have no explanation for, it just kind of takes you by surprise. I think psychologically,
can I tell you something?
You put it in the conspiracy box, and for some reason, it makes you feel better. Can I tell you something?
I'm one of those people who think Lee Harvey Oswald knocked down building number 7.
But you know Howard. You know who you have.
But that's not to say that Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't doing it at the behest of somebody else.
The question is, why did the planes have to fly into the buildings first?
Well, here's something that you should do, Howard. You should get this guy, Willie Rodriguez. For 20 years, he was the janitor in Building 2.
Right.
He cleaned all the stairwells. He had the only pass key for Building 2. He let the firemen in and up. He was the only one with strong enough legs to do it. The firemen were stopping. They had all this stuff on their backs. This guy has gone on every country and talked about what happened to him, what he heard before the plane, the people who were burned in the basement, why they were burned when a plane hit the top.
Hmm.
I think you need to get him on the show.
His name all right, is I will.
Rodriguez. All right.
Are you friends with Britney Spears?
All right, so he says he's going to have Rodriguez on. Willie, please contact Howard. I'd love to hear you on Mr. Stern. I think you'd be a great guest. I think that your story may have them actually question the official version. You know, the one thing I can't agree with Fred on, and I'm a big fan of the Stern Show, I've grown up with it, is that this somehow makes me feel more comfortable that my government may have been involved, that we haven't been told the truth about 9/11. No. I was a lot more comfortable when I thought it was dudes in a cave over in the desert that we could bomb. A lot more comfortable. In fact, I lost weeks of sleep. I have now dedicated my life to exposing the lie that is 9/11 because our entire foreign and domestic policy has been based on that lie. And I feel no such comfort in the fact that Cheney allowed the Pentagon attack to happen. I feel no such comfort that the insider trading went back to U.S. interests. I feel no such comfort that FBI whistleblowers like Robert Wright, John O'Neill, and others were silenced before and after 9/11. I find no comfort in that. With that being said, let's start to take some calls. Let's go to our first caller in Colorado, Steve. Steve, are you with me?
Yeah, hi there. I had questions on some things that you had mentioned. Who was the associate editor of, the New York Times, Donald Graham, Donald Graham's newspaper. Who was the associate editor that you said went to Bilderberger in 02?
I'm not quite sure. Jim Tucker might have mentioned that. I if Jim was still here, I'd have him answer the question. I'm not sure who that associate editor was.
Oh, okay. All right. And then do you know who it was that Reagan was going to initially pick as his vice president? Certainly not Bush.
No, it wasn't Bush, but I'm not quite sure. I have seen a couple clips of their debates when Bush was still in the running for the presidency, and they seem to have some pretty different viewpoints. And as far as I know, it was the powers that be that said, look, you got to take this guy as your running mate. And I mean, if you look at George H.W. Bush's history, he supposedly becomes the head of the CIA out of nowhere. Then he's thrust into the position of vice president under an actor for 8 years and then into the presidency. And then the next guy who becomes president is the guy who was running drugs from Mena, Arkansas for him. Okay, I mean, that stuff is crazy to me. I don't know if you're familiar with the Continuity of Government program or Shadow Government program, but that was started by the National Programs Office in the early 80s. And guess who our shadow government president was back then? It was none other than George H.W. Bush, as reported on by CNN. And Cheney has been in the succession program since its inception. And I truly believe that, at least for public consumption, he still is at the upper echelons of this shadow government.
Okay. Also, you had mentioned earlier about, I think you said a guy by the name of Carl Cameron had a story on the on the filming of the first aircraft going into the World Trade Center?
Well, what Carl Cameron and Britt Hume did was they did a four-part series on the people that had been detained before, during, and after 9/11, and those people were actually part of the detainees. Now, they don't mention the recording of the attack themselves. They go more into the ring, what the FBI had to say about it, how they had a classified role in 9/11, how this Israeli spy ring was using art students, how it had infiltrated the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service, the DEA, all these different departments, and that they had done so earlier in the late 90s to the Los Angeles Police Department and basically compromised all these people, and they did so through Amdocs, Converse, and this front as Israeli art students. Now, they also used urban moving systems who these other people who were detained were connected to. I would suggest typing in Israelis detained or Israelis record first attack, and you can actually watch them admit on that television show that they were there to record the event.
Okay, and then the last thing is, do you know of any particular videos that actually have any footage of the first aircraft hitting the World Trade Center?
There are two videos of what hit the World Trade Center, the first aircraft. There is, of course, the famous Naudé Brothers film, where the firefighter is sitting there looking for a gas leak or something, and then they film it first. And then there was another gentleman who was on the freeway just kind of taping, and you can barely see the plane. You see like a little dot, and then the tower explode, and a little bit of a zoom in, but you really can't make much out of it. Now, as far as I know, this third tape that the Israelis took has still been classified and has never been released.
I see. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You got it, Steve. Thank you for the call. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Before I get to my point, you're absolutely right. It's far from comforting to think that a military-industrial media oil corporation complex is running our lives, is killing millions of people around the world, lying to us, threatening us, and will even kill the president. That kind of a throwaway line has been used by everybody. It's so tiresome. But what I wanted to really mention to Jones, Alex Jones, if you could pass it on, the local station, your AM, that runs his show has abruptly flushed him down the toilet after he built up an audience and ratings for them, and has, of all people, substituted this arch vile deal con, the worst of them, Michael Savage. His absolute opposite ideologically, and this Canton station, Canton, Ohio station, is WCER, and if anyone wants to call him, I'd give the phone number for the to complain.
I would say post it, and we'll post a story over at Infowars.com. I don't want to give it out over the radio.
Okay,
WCER
Radio, Canton, Ohio, and I also wanted to mention that. You know, the lies were being told that at least in halfway fashion have been brought up by McClellan. It has, I think, much more powerful interest coming from someone like him, even though it's halfway, because I got to think there's this kind of split you're talking about, that even people that are loyal mouthpieces for these crazies in the White House are not willing to go to the point of an attack on Iran. And this absolutely does destroy some more of his credibility. And I think there's a real need to ring the alarm bells, as even Ray McGovern said on the Jones program a while back. A country like Israel, which is so heavily involved, along with our own military-industrial complex, knows it can get away with virtually anything if it can bomb an American ship, murder American soldiers, and get away with it throughout all of these years with Republicans, Democrats, and the media. And in that kind of a situation, I think the exposure of Israel's crimes has to be broken through in the media. This kind of sacred cow status that it has. David Worms recently also left the administration, said that Cheney was trying to get Israel to attack Iran so that we could use them to launder our own attack when they had to retaliate against Israel. This valiant stalwart ally, so-called, of the United States has to be defended by the United States. This is one scenario that I think we have to knock down by knocking down the
Well, there is no doubt that Israel is definitely a powerful arm of this, military-industrial complex apparatus. I thank you for the call.
One more thing.
I just let him go by accident, folks. I'm sorry about that. But WCER over in Canton, Ohio, getting rid of Jones for Michael Savage? That makes me a little nauseous. I mean, Michael Savage is just about the worst of the worst. I mean, I guess Limbaugh might be a little bit worse, but Michael Savage, no good, folks. Talk about your lies. Talk about just blind support of the power structure. That is Michael Savage. All right, let's go to John in Alabama. John, are you with me?
Yes, Jason. Shouts out to you and the other guys involved in Loose Change.
Thank you.
There doesn't seem to be a discernible 9/11 truth movement here in North Alabama, but there are a number of patriots. One of them is running for the House of Representatives seat vacated by Bud Kramer. He's a fellow named George Barry. He asked another one of the candidates if they supported the SPP, and he does not. And also he wants to end the war in Iraq. So I'd like to encourage anybody listening in the North Alabama region who might be able to be voting for him today to support George Barry.
All right. Well, John, thank you very much for the call. And, John, I hope you do get involved in some kind of 9/11 truth movement, because it only takes a handful of people to get something started. WeAreChange.org, TruthAlliance.net, TruthAction.org. These are all grassroots organizations for the younger folks, student scholars for 9/11 truth. That's SST911.org. You can get involved. You can be the change you want to see in the world. That's why I love Luke Radowski. Luke's going to be down in Chantilly, Virginia, checking out Bilderberg this year. He's one of my heroes. I mean, he stands up for what he believes in. He believes in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and he believes that we should be free. What a novel idea. He believes that the truth should come out. And there are truth tellers everywhere in this country. They don't get the exposure that they should. You know, Jesse Ventura going around is a great thing. Ron Paul, a bestseller on the New York Times list, the number one guy. He can't get booked on a talk show. You know, sure, he's getting booked on these alternative media shows all over the place. But where is he on Oprah? Oprah, why haven't you had Ron Paul on? What's going on? You need to have Ron Paul for an hour. Introduce your viewers to Ron Paul. What are you, scared of liberty? Are you scared of freedom? I mean, a book titled Ron Paul, A Revolution, A Manifesto, is the number one book in the country. It boggles my mind, yet the mainstream media just sits there, acts like it doesn't exist, ignores it. And that's largely what they did to the 9/11 truth movement before Loose Change came out. And their inboxes were just cluttered with people saying, hey, take a look at this movie. Hey, you need to take a look at this information. And then, you know, they went on a discredit campaign. They went after the weakest claims in Loose Change. They misquoted us. They got Wally Miller to recant the story he had told for over a year, that there were no bodies, that there was nobody on the scene of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, that they didn't even need a coroner because there was nothing to do. You know, they got this guy to flip, to turn. I mean, he says he was misquoted. Come on. I saw him on the ABC special a year afterwards, clearly saying that there was no bodies. We went and interviewed the mayor of Indian Lake. He said he wouldn't have known a plane had crashed there unless someone had told him. That's kind of odd, don't you think? When you're on the scene of a plane crash in an open field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, you happen to be the neighboring town's mayor, you get there and there's no plane. It's wild. It's outlandish. And I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up in this country. I really don't. Hopefully it's going to take InfoWars doing this new television network. You know, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, the new TV network, maybe that's the boost in the arm we need, and that's why we need people to continue to give. This money bomb's not over until Friday. Final segment on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's I-O-N-I-C Salts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731 or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
It is the Alex Jones Show, final segment. Alex is off to Bilderberg. I'm nothing but excited. I am Jason Burmis. I'm going to be your host for the next few days. I want to let you know that the rebroadcast starts in only 6 minutes over at Infowars.com. Plays on a four-hour constant loop. You can check out Alex in the first hour, Mike Rivero in the second hour, Richard Cook in the third hour, and, of course, Jim Tucker not so long ago. I got this stack of news. I just want to go through some of it real quick before I take my final caller. The Mail Online is reporting that parents are now going to have to give their biometric thumb scan to go pick their kids up at nursery schools, and this is going on in Kent, apparently, and parents are told they won't be able to come and get their children unless they want to be part of this database. That sounds great. Well, let's be part of a biometric database to come pick up our kids. That's a great idea. Let's just give up all of our info. Good stuff right there. Then, of course, the standard new equipment where soldiers are able to see through walls, and now police officers are able to see through walls. And then Time Warner running a new plan out in Beaumont, Texas, where they're going to try to charge users for the amount of information that they download off the Internet. Now, this is going to be troublesome for someone like myself who likes a lot of audio and visual content. They're going to try to charge $1 per gigabyte of overusage. So let's say the standard movie is around between 700 megabytes and a gig and a half. If I do that too much, if I get too many movies from the Internet, or if I get too many MP3s or radio shows from the Internet, or even high-quality downloads that I grab from FTP sites for my work, in other words, uncompressed video, apparently I'm going to start to be penalized. And this has been the plan all the time.
to get the internet out of the hands of the people, to restrict it further and further and further, and eventually bring in Internet 2 when the servers crash, where we'll all have to biometrically scan and be identified when we enter the internet. It will be a small handful of corporations and universities that are in control of the internet, and if we're lucky, we'll be able to have a subdomain page. It sounds like a wonderful idea. All right, let's take our last caller. Let's go to Jason in California. Jason, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Long time, first time. I just wanted to ask you, Jace, I haven't heard in a while, but I was wondering if and when your Loose Change film is going to come out to the theaters.
You know, I wouldn't bet on it. I mean, we went through so many things to try to get that into theaters and talk to people at Paramount, talk to Mark Cuban's company, obviously spent some time with Charlie Sheen. We had one thing on paper that gave us really no guarantees, no creative control whatsoever.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, when we saw that, and not only that, but they also wanted to own the second edition of the film, and they wanted us to take that off the internet altogether. Now, I'm sure you know that it's such an internet phenomenon that would have been virtually impossible for us to do, and then we would have had to indemnify them against that, against it being posted on the net. So they really made it utterly impossible for us to be able to put this out into mainstream theaters. And really, unfortunately, I have not seen anything from Magnolia Pictures or 2929, the main company that we discussed this with, that they've promoted any of this hardcore material. I mean, they had Redacted. It was barely around. So I would hate to see Loose Change shelved. I mean, you can watch the final cut for free right now on Google Video, and I encourage people to do so. Have you seen the final cut yet, Jason?
I have. I think it's great.
Well, thank you, man. And, you know, hopefully there's going to be a slightly different version coming out, a little bit more well-edited. But we're going to be giving it away for free again, man. You know, you can check it out probably a higher quality over at Prison Planet. But it's going to be on Google Video. We're here to share the info. This is the Alex Jones Show, folks, and we're just going to keep re-upping our efforts. Remember, the refeed starts in about 30 seconds. My website's loosechange911.com, prisonplanet.com. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Are you worried about your credit card debt, sky-high interest rates,